Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The European company that makes Tamiflu is temporarily stopping most shipments to this country to prevent a run on the widely prescribed flu drug. Americans worried about a possible bird flu outbreak have been stockpiling Tamiflu, which experts believe could be the most effective treatment. Doctor and CBS News medical correspondent Emily Sine says Roche Holding of Switzerland should be able to lift the suspension before long.
There isn't enough of the drug to meet all the demand at the moment. That's the central problem, how to ramp up manufacturing, which they're in the process of doing, so that everybody who is wanting the drug can eventually get it.
Roche Holdings says it will continue to fill Tamiflu orders for the U.S. government stockpile. Chicago is celebrating a dream come true. Its White Sox beat the Astros last night 1-0 to wrap up the World Series.
It was a perfect end to an unforgettable season as the White Sox made a clean sweep of the series. Chicago pitcher Mark Burley said the Sox got hot at the right time.
We got on a hot streak, and that's what it takes to get into the postseason and win this thing.
The last time the White Sox won the World Series was 1917. World War I was taking place. Last night, many long-suffering White Sox fans could hardly contain themselves.
Chicago had to celebrate!
Steve Futterman, CBS News at Minute Maid Park in Houston.
Medical marijuana is legal in California. Federal law, backed up by the Supreme Court, says it's not. But that could change, and if it does, Santa Cruz Mayor Mike Rotkin wants to be ready.
We've introduced an ordinance that would have the city of Santa Cruz itself directly distribute, probably for sale at a nonprofit rate, medical marijuana for patients who have doctor's notes in our community.
Rotkin says the city won't give out any marijuana until the courts say it's okay. Much of Florida will spend a fourth day waiting in line for food, water, and ice, and waiting for the lights to come back on. Broward County Mayor Kristen Jacobs says her part of the state was especially hard hit.
One of the biggest concerns we have with 1.7 million people right now is the loss of power. We have been told by FPNL, our power company, that we are probably looking at about 2 weeks until at least 50% of the county is up with power.
At the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, tourists who fled to shelters in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula when Hurricane Wilma hit are drifting home now. One man says he spent nights sleeping on a wet floor in a building with holes in the roof.
We were running out of food and water. We got a cup of water every 3 hours.
In New Orleans, dozens of hospital workers, including some doctors and nurses, have been subpoenaed in connection with the investigation into patient deaths during Hurricane Katrina. At least 140 hospital and nursing home patients died during or after the storm. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing lower. Right now, they're down almost 4 points. This is CBS News.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at HeightMax.com.
Order today and grow taller with HeightMax. HeightMax is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
You just don't get the blah, 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 blah.
Or treat.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here. Just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM760. Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are waking up to a problem this morning. Westbound I-270 completely shut down at York. That's sort of a two-car crash. Looks like it's pretty bad when those jams are already back to Vasquez. Now, at least have another accident going on, a car and a semi. They're bunched up blocking the left lane, westbound I-70 just before Bennett, and southbound I-25. Some good news with that. Overnight construction now cleared, and we have a nice drive into downtown. C-470 and 6th Avenue both checking clear and around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. They're still pretty quiet, pushing top speeds on the turnpike at the moment. Now, looking at the forecast, it's going to be another nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 60s. We're waking up to 37 degrees. If you'd like to help with hurricane relief efforts, King Supers has an easy way for you to contribute. Just pick up a Colorado Unites bracelet next time you're at your neighborhood King Supers. They're only a dollar each, and 100% of the proceeds will go to the American Red Cross. I'm Bailey, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee and by Posture D Calcium Supplements. Log on to PostureD.com for your chance to win a fabulous J.W. Marriott Resort and Spa getaway in Las Vegas. I'm Charles Osgood. Republicans, like Senator David Bitter, worry that Harriet Myers is not conservative enough.
My key central question is, does she have a consistent and well-grounded conservative judicial philosophy?
Democrats like Charles Schumer of New York worry that she's not liberal enough.
I don't think it's fair or appropriate for anyone, including the White House, to expect senators to vote on the basis of so little information.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
When people deliberately target civilians, what should they be called? For many in the media, the answer is simple: militants. But that's inadequate. It softens the brutality of going after innocent people in schools, buses, offices, or houses of worship. They should be called by their rightful name: terrorists. You'd think this was a no-brainer, but it turns out that calling people militants is less controversial. It avoids judgments. Calling people terrorists entails making judgments. Yet if we can't make judgments about people who, driven by twisted faith or politics, board a bus to blow it up, enter a sacred place to kill, or murder schoolchildren, then we're in sad shape. The next time you hear or read a news report about a premeditated attack on civilians, pay attention to how the perpetrators are described. If it's militants, why not contact the source and ask them to stop mincing words? Terrorists aren't just militants. They're terrorists, pure and simple. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Conservatives have now taken out a TV ad in which a syrupy voice announcer says, even though they're for President Bush, they're against Harriet Myers.
Even the best leaders make mistakes. Conservatives support President Bush, but not Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. Judge Robert Bork says, I don't think she's qualified, and calls Myers' nomination a disaster on every level.
CBS News correspondent Gloria Borger says it's not just conservative pressure groups who are leaning on the president.
I've been told that the White House has received a message loud and clear from key conservative senators that they do not want to vote on the Harriet Myers nomination. The question is whether the president is getting that message, and at some point whether he will be willing to withdraw the nomination. Nobody knows at this point.
Democrats don't have to beat up on President Bush. The Republicans are doing it for them, to the glee of senators like Schumer.
If he pulled the nomination right now before a single senator, single Republican senator, has asked to withdraw, it would show that these very extreme groups seem to hold a lot of sway.
What goes on here? White House spokesman Scott McClellan.
What you're seeing is the confirmation process play out, and senators who don't know are reserving judgment, and we respect that. That's part of their role to play.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File with good news about microwave popcorn. Smart Balance now has a delicious microwave popcorn with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Smart Balance not only avoids the bad things about popcorn, it's good for you. Made with whole grain popcorn, high in fiber, low in calories, and popped with the famous Smart Balance buttery vegetable oil blend with no trans fatty acids. You can feel good about the new popcorn. It's from Smart Balance Buttery Spread, both smart and delicious. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File. The Osgood File, October 27th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today and a high near 67, not going to be too bad of a day. And it's good to have you along, especially if you're up this early in the morning and you're with us. There is... You know what? There is just a huge vacuum in the news this morning. We're going to talk a little bit later this hour, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk about Harriet Myers. And, you know, I don't know whether to look at the Harriet Myers situation as being a blessing or being a... what's the word I'm looking for here? As I'm trying to connect this at 6:09 in the morning. I don't know if it's looking at it being a blessing or a curse. Okay, the blessing is that the administration and conservatives are split over this, and that Harriet Myers and George W. Bush collectively are twisting in the wind over this whole thing and over the nomination. And the senators are indicating that Harriet Myers is losing ground, and there's new things coming up about Harriet Myers all the time. Apparently she made some speech in 1993 about abortion that have got conservatives all fired up. There's some questions about her handling of a tax shelter when she was with a law firm in Dallas, their handling of tax shelters. And she's due to start the hearings, I guess, next week. So you got that going on. And then the other thing, you got to know, the other thing is, which I've talked about every single morning. I've talked about every single morning this morning, or this week. And it seems like I've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, and that's the CIA plane leak gate situation, which we now, the Washington Post reports, no answers until tomorrow. So collectively, all of us who are interested in this, and all of us, and all the people in Washington, D.C., including the Bush administration, which is reported to have frazzled nerves over all of this, they're holding their breath, the collective breath, to wait to see what Fitzgerald does as far as these indictments go. And to wait to see what happens. And the right wing, if you watch the Talking Head shows, and you know I do, and you know something that's really good, that, and this keeps you from falling into a trap that the right wing sets for you, whether the topic is this whole CIA leak situation, Plamegate situation, or the war in Iraq, or whatever the case may be. The thing that really saves the bacon, and I've been pushing this for a couple of days, and I'm going to push it even more because it's very, very true, is Media Matters for America. Now, we always have somebody on. What do we have on, Turk? Like at least once a week? And they specialize in debunking what the right wing says. And the right wing strategy now, and you can see it on the Talking Head shows, the right-wing strategy now is to ignore the impending doom that is circling over the White House and to try to minimize crimes such as perjury, obstruction of justice, possible conspiracy, and to try to either minimize those crimes or to shift the blame off on Joe Wilson. To call Joe Wilson a liar, to claim the Valerie plane was never undercover, to claim that that Joseph Wilson lied about Dick Cheney sending him to the African country of Niger. And if you go to Media Matters for America, and I got so angry yesterday at watching John Fund, and I believe he was on Lou Dobbs, watching John Fund try to shop this crap across the airwaves, and it might have been Lou Dobbs. It might have been earlier than Lou Dobbs, but I believe it was Lou Dobbs because I don't think it was on. I don't think Fund was on Hardball last night. But I got so angry that I thought, God, you know, good Lord, John, we got to get somebody. We got somebody for Media Matters for America on to confront this whole situation of what the right wing is doing and how this is absolute crap. Because Joe Wilson never said that Dick Cheney was responsible for sending him to Niger. Dick Cheney wanted to find out about the African, the Niger yellowcake uranium. And that triggered the CIA to take action on it. And Joe Wilson, who spoke French and had a history with Niger, ended up going. The other right-wing statement is that Plaim suggested Wilson for the trip, which isn't true, because the degree in which Valerie Plame, Mrs. Wilson, and Wilson's selection by the CIA is still a matter of dispute. Moreover, the Senate Intelligence Committee reached no official conclusion regarding her involvement. But yet, if you listen to the right wing, they're on there continuously claiming that, well, you can't trust the guy's conclusions because what happened was his wife got him the gig. And the other thing that they keep repeating over and over again is that Wilson lied about his findings at a trip to Niger, which isn't true. The CIA report on Wilson's findings is still classified. The Senate Intelligence Committee disclosed much of its contents in its 2004 report on the U.S. Intelligence Committee's pre-war intelligence assessment of Iraq. The descriptions contained in the committee's report indicate that the findings and versions of the events that Wilson was involved with and that he disclosed to the CIA did not contradict those in his op-ed page. So, you know, this is what you, in his op-ed article that appeared in the New York Times. So what you get from the right wing is, what you get is you get this thing like Wilson's a liar, and you get this whole thing about, well, his wife sent him, and he lied about asking Dick Cheney to send him, when none of this stuff turns out to be true. And what happens is, am I ranting and raving here too much at 6:15 in the morning? 50 minutes after 6? Should I slow down? Should I calm down a little bit? Ooh, and don't listen to that guy, Jay Marvin. He's so damn loud. But what ends up happening is you know what they do? They make you take your eye off the ball. And your eye, and the whole thing is that somebody leaked Valerie Plame's name to Robert Novak, and Valerie Plame's career blew up. And it cost this country heavily in the intelligence area. Why? Because when people found out, when the rest of the world found out that Valerie Plame this front company that she was allegedly working for as a consultant, Brewster Jennings, turned out to be nothing of the kind, then foreign governments went around and they tracked down everybody who Valerie Plame ever had any dealings with. So it cost this country heavily in both intelligence and ruined this woman's career. And, you know, the sad thing is that Chris Matthews, for instance, and I've said, I like the guy. I mean, I watch his show every night because I feel like I'm well-read enough and I'm insulated enough against some of the BS that's spread there. But you know what? They just go along with this stuff. They not only go along with it, they reinforce it. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. All right. I've ranted and raved enough. But, you know, I got one other thing to tell you about, too, which is the right wing's take on the 2,000 casualties in Iraq. And I'll do that coming up. And then at 6:30 this morning, we've got Elliot, which is about 23 minutes from right now, we've got Elliot Mintzberg, Vice President and Legal Director of People for the American Way, going to talk about Harriet Myers. And I'll run that whole scenario by him, that if she falls flat on her face and withdraws, which I would like nothing better than to see the Bush administration embarrassed, what could we end up getting then? Maybe a Janice Rogers Brown, somebody who would be worse? All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 a.m., 7:60, Boulders, Progressive. To negotiate effectively is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for Denver city government will say it's an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, I don't think employees increase costs for pension and health care, and employees having forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office, then it's back to the corporate restaurant business for him. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. So call my friend Ed Bagwell, good guy, at 303-433-1718 to join the
education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Randy. You got us, you. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Mostly sunny high near 67. I want to get to one other thing that's in the paper this morning. If you look at the Rocky Mountain News op-ed section, there is a ridiculous, repulsive column by Michelle Malkin, who is out of her mind, claiming and asserting that the 2,000 death mark that we reached in Iraq the other day that the left somehow is celebrating this, that somehow we're getting joy out of this, that somehow we're trying to take political advantage of it, which is absolute, well, I can't say that word on the air. And Michelle Malkin is out there. I mean, if you ever read her blog, she is out there. Her name, Coulter. You know, actually, both of them. But if you want to read something really coherent, not only about this Leakgate situation, but about the war in Iraq, go to the New York Times and read Bob Herbert, a guy who we've tried to get on this show. Read his column today. It's online. But let me quote a little bit from it. Much of the nation is mourning more than 2,000 American GIs lost in the war in Iraq, but some of the mindless Washington weasels who sent those brave and healthy warriors to their unnecessary doom have other things on their mind. They're scrambling about the Capitol, huddling frantically with lawyers, hoping their habits of deception, which are a way of life with them, doesn't finally land them in federal penitentiary. See them sweat. The most powerful of the powerful, the men who gave the president his talking points and his marching orders, are suddenly sending out distress signals. Don't let them send me to prison on a technicality. This is not, however, about technicalities. You can spin it any way you want, but Patrick Fitzgerald's investigation of Karl Rove and Scooter Libby and the rest is ultimately about the monumentally conceived and relentlessly disseminated deceit that gave us the war that never should have happened. And that's just the opening of his column. And he is absolutely right about that. We should have never gotten into this war. And we were deceived into getting into this thing. And I'm not trying to take us into the, morning J. Marvin Iraqi zone here. But for the right wing and Michelle Malkin to assert that any of us are happy over this, or that we're using these deaths to capitalize for our own personal gain and our points, is absolutely out of their frickin' mind. Because it's a tragedy and it's a shame that you've got kids over there who lose their lives, who won't be coming home as we now start to work our way into the holidays. And they're not going to be here. They're not going to be here for their wives. They're not going to be here for their husbands. They're not going to be here for their families. What kind of Christmas is this going to be this year? They're not going to be here. And do you think that any of these people in Washington, D.C. are going to feel any amount of sorrow over this? Do you think that they're going to care? I mean, you know what? Bush gave that speech. I pointed it out yesterday. Bush gave that speech the other day. He never mentioned the 2000. Instead, he talked about how this war is going to go longer, about how we need more sacrifice. What sacrifice has George W. Bush asked of us, the American people? Absolutely no sacrifice at all. What have we really sacrificed? Except there are families in this country that have sacrificed their sons and daughters for a war of choice. Now, finally, Democrats are beginning to speak out a little bit more on this. John Kerry yesterday spoke out about this and said that George W. Bush should bring home 20,000 troops, if things go right, should bring home 20,000 troops for Christmas. The thing that was kind of distressing about Kerry's speech that he gave is he didn't admit the fact that he had voted for the war and that he had made a mistake, that he had been deceived, and that he voted based on bad intelligence. This is another right-wing right-wing rebuttal point that they'll use from time to time. Well, these people in Congress, these people in the Senate, these people in the House, they saw the same intelligence that we saw, you know, speaking of the quote-unquote White House and the Pentagon, and all the rest. But that intelligence was faulty. And it's about time the Democrats stood up and said, okay, you know what, we were fooled. And we were misled. And the American public was misled. And now we've got to come up with some kind of an exit strategy to get out. I talk about this every morning. But that we've got to come out with some kind of exit strategy. You know, even Melvin Laird, and I bet you a lot of you don't remember Melvin Laird, but Melvin Laird was around during the Vietnam War in the 60s. The guy's 84 years old now. Even Laird said, getting out of war, and he wrote this recently, getting out of war is dicier than getting into one, as George W. Bush can attest. And Laird, who was the former defense secretary for this country, says the administration needs to come up with a clearly defined exit strategy, and they need to come up with it fast. You know, there's a CNN Gallup poll out today, or I'm sorry, that was out on Tuesday, that indicates if the election were held today, that the country would vote for a Democrat. And you know what? The CNN poll didn't name any Democrats. I mean, it almost makes me feel like I want to ask the question on the air here. Democrats, who would you vote for? I mean, I wouldn't care if it was Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't care if it were John Kerry again. I wouldn't care if it was John Edwards again. I wouldn't care if it were Mark Warner of Virginia. I don't care. Or Joseph Biden. I don't care who it is that's running. I'd vote for him against this guy, against Bush. And this gang of liars that he's got in Washington, D.C. So for Michelle Malkin to even suggest that any of us are trying to get political capital off the loss of American lives is to me, unpatriotic and un-American. And smacks of McCarthyism, which, the right wing always does. I mean, they love that. They can't get enough of Joe McCarthy's genes and his blood. Ann Coulter even wrote a book to try to rehabilitate the guy. Go see the movie. Good night and good luck. And I've got conservative friends. I've got right-wing friends who went and saw that movie and tried to minimize it. Try to minimize it. But you know what? The right always goes there. You're not supporting the troops. You shouldn't be trashing the troops. Well, you know, the other thing is, you shouldn't march lockstep with your government if you deep down in your heart and in your gut believe that what your government is doing is wrong. And to think that, you know, anybody in this country who opposes this war and thinks this war is wrong, regardless of, you know, how you feel about how we should get out, and we've had numerous discussions about that here, but anybody that opposes this war, it doesn't make you anti-American. As a matter of fact, it makes you more of an American and more of a thinking American if you try to reason this out than somebody who just blindly supports it. And it falls into that whole line about, well, if you don't support the troops, then you're un-American. So I guess I got to support the troops, which means I got to support the government policy. And the government policy and the troops are two separate things. All right. We got Elliot Mintzberg coming up. We'll take your calls, too. He is Vice President and Legal Director for People for the American Way. We'll talk about Harriet Myers and other things this morning. And don't worry, I'll shut my mouth, and we'll get to some phone calls coming up, too. 6:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Jay, we're waking up with a couple problems to deal with. Westbound I-270 completely shut down right now at York. That's because of a two-car crash, and it looks like a pretty bad one. Those jams taking you back to Vasquez. Also dealing with a rollover accident, blocking the left and center lane, southbound on Chambers after Smoky Hill. And then if you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25, we're slow around 84th Avenue, but things will open up for you for the ride into downtown. Now we're pushing top speeds on the turnpike in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster, and we have a power outage working around Santa Fe and Alameda, so you want to treat those dark intersections as four-way stops. Checking the forecast. Excuse me. Another nice one today. I'm losing my voice here. Sunny with highs in the 60s, 37 degrees at the moment. Filling high gas prices freak you out. Quality Mitsubishi can help. Right now, buy any new 05 and select 06 Mitsubishis, and they'll buy your gas for 2 full years. That's right, gas for 2 years when you buy a new Mitsubishi. Only at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 7.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
And among the right, which is saying this woman is not proven to be far right enough, if then the president chooses somebody who the right is enthusiastic about, who is in that group of incredibly far-right judges that are unfortunately around the country, then I think they've set themselves up for a real fight on the issues of judicial philosophy and what our Constitution and our civil rights should look like for the next 30, 40 years. So, frankly, we would hope that if Myers is not confirmed, which is clearly in doubt at the moment, that the president would realize that he's not going to gain by going to his base and truly look for someone more like Sandra Day O'Connor, but maybe with a few more qualifications in some ways. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Do you think he's got the political capital to pull off, say, a Janice Rogers Brown?
I think that would be extremely difficult, particularly someone like her who's already well known to the Senate, who Democrats had already filibustered once, and who even some Republicans had expressed some serious doubts about. We've seen examples in history of this administration where you think they're weak, where you'd think that they would go for compromise, and instead they've gone for the base, as far right as they can go. So it's quite possible, and I think it's critical that people that are concerned about this issue stay active, stay involved, and continue to urge folks like your guys, home state senator, to look carefully at this issue and to demand some consensus here.
So, do you think there's somebody out there that Bush could nominate that would make, you know, that would reach some kind of compromise to make everybody happy?
Oh, there's no question that there are many. I hesitate to name any names because as soon as I do from People for the American Way, that'll be the kiss of death.
yeah, that's right.
But there are plenty of Republican judges who've been appointed by Bush, by Bush's father, with very little difficulty, that have straight down the middle, moderate records that he could pick. But that would cause similar outrage among the right. What the right's able to do this time is to hide a little of that concern behind their claim about lack of qualifications. But what they're really concerned about, and they've made this clear when you particularly look at the messages to their own folks, is that she is not a sure bet. She's not a Scalia or Thomas. She doesn't have a track record.
Right.
She's too much like Souter for them, somebody who also didn't have a record and turned out, has turned out on the Supreme Court to be, from our perspective, a really terrific justice. So that's their concern. And I think they would be similarly concerned about one of the judges that I'm referring to. But I think they would have that much more difficulty. If we were talking about somebody with a clear track record, with clear judicial qualifications and experience, I think they'd have that much more trouble, and it'd be that much more likely that they could be confirmed. As it is, Myers could well be confirmed. We have to see how people react to the supplemental questionnaire answers. We have to see how she does in her hearing, which is going to be absolutely all important. But there certainly are plenty of Republican senators who may decide to support that nomination.
Well, now they're upset, or now they're questioning this 1993 speech she made.
Yep.
Which indicates that she supports a woman's right to privacy and a woman's... Well, I mean, she might as well have come out and say she supports a woman's right to choose.
Well, her record is frankly a little contradictory, because a couple years before that, she filled out a questionnaire when she was running for Dallas City Council, where she said that she supported strongly the Human Life Amendment, which is an extremely restrictive constitutional amendment that would have banned abortion except in cases of the life of a mother. That speech, it certainly is true, suggests that she believes a little bit more in what she called self-determination, which would obviously, in the context of reproductive rights, give women more of a right to choose. On the other hand, there's something for everybody in that speech, because she also seemed to be suggesting in that speech that she might well go with the right's position on issues like state-sponsored or at least student-initiated captive audience prayer in schools. So that speech is particularly interesting because it's one of the few examples we've seen where she actually talks about her kind of her legal views, her legal philosophy, and I'm confident that it will get a lot of attention at the hearing. But clearly, the most amazing thing is watching these far-right groups literally attacking W. Bush in their commercials.
I know. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And some people are predicting that she'll get out before they ever get to the hearings, but I don't think that'll happen. I think she'll go through the hearings, don't you?
Well, right now I would say yes, but lots of different things can happen. There's been some speculation, for example, that if indictments come down against White House officials, that maybe in connection with that there might be a statement that, gee, the White House counsel is really needed here to help us do X or Y or Z, and she's reluctantly decided to pull back. That's one possibility. Another possibility is, since a large part of what her qualifications are asserted to be her time in the White House advising the president on constitutional and other issues, Republicans and Democrats have said, okay, tell us at least what the issues were you dealt with, even if you won't give us
advice. And the president said the other day, it was yesterday or the day before, that he's not going to do that.
Well, what he said was that he wouldn't produce documents. But the question is whether she can answer questions that say, you know, I worked on the Patriot Act and this and that and the other thing, to at least give people an idea of what she worked on. And what would also be important for the question of what cases she would recuse herself from, not here as a judge, if she actually worked on the issue as a lawyer. And those are critical things, and it's conceivable that the White House might say, look, we just can't give you that information, and therefore we withdraw. Those are the two most commonly believed scenarios for the possibility of withdrawal, but it's very unlike this president and this White House to back down in a situation like that. And if it did happen, it would clearly be a major triumph for the far right.
Boy, she's boy. There, but the White House is under siege here, like nobody's business. I mean, now the Washington Post is reporting that no answers on the Leakgate situation until tomorrow.
Right, right. Yeah, well, yeah, because tomorrow, as I understand it, is the last day of the grand jury, which in theory could extend itself. It could issue indictments in secret. There are a lot of possibilities, but I think tomorrow is likely to be the day when there's a lot more news on that front too.
All right. Thank you so much, Elliot Mintzberg, for... let me ask you before we go here.
Sure.
All right. You're there. You know, you're listening to what's going on. Does Harriet Myers make it, yes or no?
I have to say maybe right now. I've never heard the woman speak in public. And I think how she performs at the hearings will be the critical issue.
Boy, there's got to be just a tremendous amount of pressure on her.
No question about that.
I guess we'll see if she comes through. Elliot, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. There's Elliot Mintzberg, Vice President and Legal Director of People for the American Way. You can check him out on the Internet at www.pfaw.org. They're a great organization. 642, 18 minutes in front of 7. All right, we'll go to phones, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about Harriet Myers, that's fine with me. If you want to talk about Plamegate, go ahead. You want to talk about the war, go ahead. We'll kind of zig and zag out of the phones here this morning as we have various guests coming up on various topics here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. But mainly, this is, the place for...
How the pyramid affect you? Visit Luxor.com to find out. That's Luxor.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokesdog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
He's going to slash hundreds of even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. And the gates open at 8 a.m. and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. And you can pre-register now at RockiesAutos.com or get on out there now and take a look at the inventory ahead of time. You owe it to yourself to wait until this Saturday to get the best deal in town. And every car with Rockies is covered with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rockies Autos has got the largest selection of clean, light model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So get on out there to Rockies this Saturday for the slasher sale. Gates open at 8 a.m. I'll see you out there. I'll be out there, and I look forward to seeing you. I want to talk about CIA Plamegate, the war in Iraq, whatever may be on your mind. And by the way, I don't know what I do with this article here. Oh, you want to talk about the referendum C&D, too. Camp Casey. And Morgan Carroll will be coming up at 8 to talk about C&D, but if you and we'll take phone calls, too. But if you want to talk about C&D, you can do that now. Camp Casey has been set up since September in Colorado Springs while it's been torn down. Camp Casey, an anti-war vigil in a video store parking lot in Colorado Springs, may be shut down today as at the request of landlord Colorado College. The school owns a lot leased to Eric Vero, who left Colorado Springs veterans who opposed the war in Iraq to set up tents in the Tunes Film and Music parking lot. Now, Camp Casey went up in September to continue the vigil started by Cindy Sheehan, who camped near President Bush's Texas ranch to honor her son, Army Specialist Casey Sheehan, who died in Iraq. And by the way, Cindy Sheehan got arrested last night for protesting out in front of the White House. Mike in Longmont. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's going to be a beautiful day here today.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you were talking earlier about these pundits, the right-wing pundits trying to get us our focus off the ball, you know, on TV. And we got a really easy way to refocus. And that's just by, instead of calling this gate or flame gate, we should be calling this what it is. It's treason. And we should be calling it treason gate.
Yeah, it is treason, and it's tragic that these people, for political gain, had to destroy the career of a valuable intelligence asset for this country. It really is.
Absolutely, and possibly causing, you know, the people who worked with her to be killed.
Yeah, that's right, or to lose their cover as well. And that whole Brewster Jennings thing is all dead in the water now because
Absolutely.
Of these people.
Absolutely. Years and years of work and money.
Yeah, and she was in the area of weapons of mass destruction, too, which I thought was allegedly important to this administration.
Well, they claimed it was. They claimed it enough to get us into a war.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man.
So, anyway, maybe we should just refocus with that. Let's just start calling it treason game.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we should, and maybe I should refocus what I call it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Sure thing.
Okay, have a good day. Four lines open now, 303-713-7600, and maybe I should refocus what I call it, and maybe the rest of us should refocus what we call it. Maybe we should call it treason gate, because maybe that's what it is. No indictments expected today. Answers expected tomorrow, the last day of the grand jury. So you got to know, though, that the Bush administration is sweating this big time. Now, George W. Bush is going to Florida today to show that he's a caring and compassionate conservative and going to check up on the people in Florida. So that's what he's got planned for today. But actually, you know what it really is? What it really is that the White House is trying to stay busy and trying to float the image that none of this is affecting them and that they're not bothered by it at all and that they welcome what the special prosecutor is doing. Because as President Bush has said, as George W. Bush has said time and time again, which is going to make it really hard for them to discredit Patrick Fitzgerald, they've talked about what a great job he's done. So Bush has talked about how he's done this in a very dignified way. So Bush is like trapped. He's like trapped in the White House because now they can't go after Fitzgerald. Hence, what I was talking about earlier this hour, that they're after Joseph Wilson because that's basically who all they have to go after. They're certainly not going to go after Valerie Plame. But they kind of do in a way, though, by spreading that false statement that she got her husband the job, which is not true. The CIA picked him. And how he got that job is unclear. There's no concrete evidence as to what the CIA went through in the process. Steve in Aurora. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Steve. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. But, you know, my thing is we can do all these investigations and anything else, but, you know, I really don't think one thing is going to happen out of it. I think that it's just the old story I've learned throughout my life. Money talks and bull crap walks.
I think you're absolutely 100% wrong. Patrick Fitzgerald is a no-nonsense, you know, uncorruptible, effective prosecutor who has caused the Daley administration in Chicago trouble, which the Daley administration, which nobody's been able to do. He has taken down mob figures. He has gotten an indictment against Governor George Ryan in the state of Illinois. This guy is not your average run-of-the-mill prosecutor. I disagree with you 100%. I say he returns indictments, and we'll know tomorrow. And I say that there's going to be trouble for the White House.
I really hope you're right. It's just that my expectations are going to be low.
Well, I know it's easy to be cynical. And you don't always get what you want out of life. And sometimes, people have been able to wiggle off in the past. For instance, Caspar Weinberger being pardoned over that whole Iran-Contragate situation. And, of course, Ronald Reagan never really... But Reagan got on TV and accepted responsibility for that. And maybe what we'll see is maybe we'll see George W. Bush have to get up and accept responsibility, which is something he never does, hardly ever. He did for Katrina because he was forced to, but he hardly ever does this. Maybe we'll see him get up and he'll accept responsibility for this, and maybe he'll get up and say, look, you know what, this went on my watch, and I'm sorry that it happened, and he'll clean house and move on. But these people are not going to get out from underneath Fitzgerald because he's not the type to let go.
Well, I hope you're right, Jay. That's about all I can say is I hope you're right.
Well, just, I think the best thing to do is go look at his history. You know, I lived in Illinois when he was operating there. I lived in the Chicago area. And he has gotten pretty high up in the Daley administration. And plus on that, you know, he caught Ryan. And he caught Ryan on stuff going back to when Ryan was Secretary of State, not when he was governor. So, this guy can chew through cement. And you know the best thing about him is most people say this about him, that he's a virtual Boy Scout. In other words, you can't find anything on him. He's 44 years old, he's single, and he runs right down the middle. He's a straight arrow, and even people on the conservative side admit that he's a straight arrow. That's one of the reasons why they go after Wilson, because they can't discredit Fitzgerald.
Yeah, these guys are a little slimier, though. You know, they're a little harder to get their fingers on.
Yeah, well, they may be slimier. You're right, and they're very, very dirty people, and they're weasels. But you know what? Fitzgerald is a good weasel hunter, man.
Okay, well, good luck to him. That's about it.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow, Steve.
All righty. Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, this just breaking on CNN. Myers has asked President Bush to take back nomination for the Supreme Court. Harriet Myers has dropped out. Is dropping out. This is just breaking news, just coming over now. Myers has, CNN is reporting that Myers has withdrawn her nomination. So she is never even going to make it to the hearings. She has asked the president to take back her nomination for the Supreme Court. And maybe it is because she knows she can't pass it. Or maybe it is that she is going to have to go help the White House out of these current troubles. But this is a huge reversal for the White House. That she has decided to, I mean, yeah, you know what, this is big. This is a big story. George W. Bush is, I mean, can you imagine being at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Nothing is going right. And if I sound gleeful, it is because I am. And, let's remember, though, that we could get somebody worse nominated. And let's hope that if that happens, let's hope that the Democrats grow a backbone and some spine, which I believe that they will, and take on the next nominee Unbelievable story breaking this morning. Jim and Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So am I. That's the best news this country has heard in a long time, that Myers is pulling back. Thank you, George Bush, for selecting someone who is not qualified to even hold the water bucket for the Supreme Court.
I know it. She has, according to CNN, she has reluctantly accepted, Bush, the White House has reluctantly accepted Myers' request.
I really think the White House is hunkering down for a long, drawn-out battle and on every front, and good for them because they deserve it. Hopefully the country will wake up and see what this family has done to this country once and for all. And I think it's the start of a lot of dominoes falling, Jay.
Yeah, I think so. I hope you're right. I think you're right. And now the next, this is the first punch, and now the next punch to the gut hopefully will come tomorrow when Fitzgerald unrolls those indictments. And some people are saying that he already has the indictments, that he's trying to squeeze the people involved to come forward and talk more and also strike a deal. But we'll see tomorrow. But Harriet Myers, man, Harriet Myers, Jim, she's out of it. She's asked that her name be withdrawn.
That's the best news I've heard since Kerry was defeated.
Yep, I agree, man. Take
and
care.
You too.
All right. How about that? Well, any other reaction to this at 303-713-7600? Harriet Myers is out of it. But, you know, you got to get caution now. Now we're going to get somebody worse. But she clearly was not qualified. She clearly was not qualified. And that just shows you. I mean, the Harriet Myers nomination shows you to what extent that this White House is out of control, to what extent that they're being rocked by this scandal, that to what extent that they're paralyzed, that they put this woman forward who just had too much baggage, and that now the Bush administration has yielded to the right wing, to the ultra-right in his own party, that the pressure has been immense, and so he gives in. So Harriet Myers is out of it. She's asked the president to take back the nomination for Supreme Court, and the White House reluctantly accepts. All right, coming up next hour, we'll do phones at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about Harriet Myers, if you want to talk about a referendum C&D. You know what? Hey, the phones are open. I got four open lines, and it's all up to you here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
Bill and Littleton.
Call toll-free 1-877-262-CASH for the nearest one.
When you get a money mayday, check into cash.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush is withdrawing the nomination of Harriet Myers to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a written statement released here at the White House just moments ago, Mr. Bush said he is reluctantly accepting Myers' decision to withdraw. He cites Senate pressure to have access to Myers' advice to him in her current job as White House counsel. But of course, the president has been under heavy pressure from many of his own conservative supporters who opposed the nomination from the start. Again, the White House withdrawing the Harriet Myers Supreme Court nomination. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
This is what President Bush could hear when he gets to Florida in a few hours. Frustration on a gas line where no gas is being pumped.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. From the air and on the ground, President Bush will get a look at the damage wrought by Hurricane Wilma and the impact that lingers. Millions are still without power, and frustrations abound over the long lines for water, ice, and especially gasoline. And
some filling stations have fuel, but no power to pump it. 4 days after the storm struck, more than 2 million homes and businesses still don't have electricity. Well, don't look now, but another tropical storm is spinning through the southwestern Caribbean. Tropical Storm Beta is the season's 23rd named storm.
Prior to this year, we had only had as many as 21, and that occurred once back in 1933.
Forecaster Richard Nabb at the National Hurricane Center. In Iraq, three more American soldiers have
been killed in action. A gun battle between Shiites and Sunnis left at least 15 Shias dead. What's sure to be a hotly debated experiment is getting the go-ahead. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Couples can now choose between a male or a female embryo at a test tube baby facility, a fertility clinic at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Doctors there do what they call a pre-implantation genetic diagnosis and then let their clients decide to implant a future boy or a future girl. The journal Nature says 50 couples are on the waiting list. Doctors want to study the social effects of letting families choose gender. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Roche, the Swiss company that makes the flu drug Tamiflu, has suspended most shipments to this country to put an end to hoarding. Some people worried about an outbreak of bird flu have been stockpiling the drug.
Stockpiling Tamiflu, whether it's for your personal use or for companies to stockpile it at the moment, doesn't make a lot of sense.
Doctor and CBS News medical correspondent Emily Sine. The second city is second to none.
It's unbelievable. I've waited my whole life for this.
He's not kidding. The Chicago White Sox have won the World Series for the first time since 1917. The clincher was a 1-0 shutout of the Houston Astros, a 4-game sweep for Chicago. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
I'm a wife, a mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high efficiency washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loves in less time. And even a king size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
You know how we save so much time with each free carrier pickup we get from the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, sure.
Well, I figure we can save even more time by using initials.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying free carrier pickup, we just say FCP.
Right.
It'll save us valuable seconds each week.
Initials, huh? Like G-O-O-M-O.
Exactly, sir. What does that stand for?
Get out of my office.
You catch on quickly, sir.
Go to USPS.com today. Print labels, pay for postage, and request a free carrier pickup. It's simple, and it's free.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Good news for you, live. Westbound I-270 just reopened past York after an earlier accident that closed the highway down for a couple of hours. Now, we're still seeing some pretty heavy jams from Vasquez, and we're jamming from I-70 with the right lane stall at Quebec. Eastbound I-270 also slow from I-76. That's because of a crash on the right shoulder at York. And westbound I-76 a little sluggish from 88. That's because of a three-car crash tying up the left lane at 74th. So as you can see, a busy ride this morning. Southbound I-25, a little sluggish from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then we open up for the ride into downtown. Highway 36 starting to bunch up eastbound if you right around Federal. Now looking at the forecast, nice day today. Sunny skies with highs in the 60s. We're at 37 degrees at the moment. Tonight on Altitude, Avalanche face-off with Coach Jerome Jurenovich starts at 6:30. Then don't miss your Colorado Avalanche taking on the Vancouver Canucks. The puck drops tonight at 7. It's only on Altitude, available on Dish Network, Channel 410. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents The Al Franken Show.
Welcome to The Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out.
1-800-3551. That's 1-800-300-3551. 1-800-300-3551.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06. Should I try that again? Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny, a high near 67 today. 303-713-7600, four lines open. We'll talk to Judd Legum again this morning from the Center for American Progress about Harriet Myers. If you're just turning on the radio, Myers has asked President Bush to remove her name from nomination to the Supreme Court, and the White House has, quote-unquote, reluctantly accepted Myers' request. These are amazing times we're living through, and it's amazing to be able to get together with you this morning about this. And I don't use that word amazing lightly. Look at what we've got going on. We've got referendum C&D, which we're getting ready to go into the final week on that. We've got the CIA Leakgate situation, which one caller called up last hour and called it Treason Gate, and we're due to find out, according to the Washington Post, about that probably tomorrow. And now the news to this morning, just, what, 10 minutes ago? That Harriet Myers has reluctantly, or that the White House has reluctantly accepted Myers' request and that Myers has pulled out. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. If you want to comment about Harriet Myers, if you want to comment about C&D, or if you want to comment about Leakgate, or if you just want to talk about what agony the White House must be going through right now, you're more than welcome to call in. I got four lines open. Get off your half moons and get plugged in here at 303-713-7600. Now, the only thing is, the mixed news on this, and I'll bring it up to Jed Legum, and I brought it up to Elliot Mintzberg earlier last hour, from people from the American Way, is now who are we going to get to replace Harriet Myers, and will we get somebody worse than Harriet Myers? Clearly, she was not qualified to be on the Supreme Court, but could we get somebody who's more right-wing than she is, such as a Janice Rogers Brown, who's already been filibustered once by the Senate, or any number of other conservative judges that are out there? And I marvel at the people who voted for George W. Bush, particularly women who voted for him, and who never took into consideration that this kind of stuff would happen, and that a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy would hang in the balance, it could hang in the balance at the Supreme Court. And that we would get this kind of nominee, that you would get not a Harriet Myers, but you might get somebody worse who is determined, even though they say they're not, that they don't look at Roe versus Wade as established law and are determined to overturn it. But the fact that they put Harriet Myers through shows you how much the White House is stumbling around and how much in disarray they are. And think about this. They have one of the best spin machines in the world, and they have always prided themselves on being extremely together. And they've always prided themselves on totally having control of the situation. And now it seems like the wheels are coming off the car, that things are falling apart, and that they can't get a hold of anything. Now, Bush, as I said earlier, Bush will go out on the road today. He'll be in Florida so he can hear the complaints there about the lack of help. Bush's brother giving covers saying, blame it on me, trying to protect the White House, when clearly FEMA's involved in this. But Bush is going to look busy the next 2 days. All right, let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry. I'm doing great.
Don't apologize. No, I was going to call earlier and tell you that I was listening to the radio last night, and as of, I think it was like the 10 o'clock news on one of these stations, they were announcing that senators had, you know, were still waiting for her to return her do-over questionnaire.
Right.
And that she was late returning it. And I thought, man, she's done. You know, she's going to throw in the towel, and sure as heck she did. So I think it's great. I think it's a huge embarrassment for the Bush administration. I don't know what to conclude from it, whether she just knew, she just finally acknowledged she was in over her head, or whether there are they've been notified that there are, you know, indictments coming this week, and they need to get hunkered down and get ready for it. So,
One senator said, and I don't know if it was Arlen Specter or not, but one senator said that she couldn't even explain to him what the Commerce Clause was in the Constitution.
Right.
And maybe she couldn't fill that paper out. Maybe she was incapable of doing it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I think she was just dismally unqualified, and Bush is only, the only excuse he could, or the only justification he could come up with for nominating her was that he knew her heart and she went to the right church. And, and they finally realized that wasn't going to fly with anybody.
No, I don't think so. Well, now the question is, do we get somebody who's worse?
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't know what to expect, because they're just melting down so badly from every direction. I mean, and the reason why I wanted to call is I am kind of gleeful about this, because I was just looking this morning at where we are today versus where we were 6 months ago, and I mean, 6 months ago I didn't know who Scooter Libby was. Most people didn't know who Karl Rove was. You know, the mainstream media wouldn't touch the Downing Street memo with a poker. You know, and you didn't hear a disparaging word about Tom DeLay or Bill Frist, you know, anywhere but on left-wing media, you know what I mean? And Bush was busy shoving John Bolton down everybody's throat, saying,
right.
Well, if you don't approve him, it's, you know, I'll just wait until you recess and I'll approve him anyway. And sure enough, he did. And it looked like he could get his way on anything and everything.
And well, check this out. This is from CNN. A majority would vote for a Democrat over President Bush if an election were held this year, according to a CNN USA Today Gallup poll released on Tuesday. In the latest poll, 55% of the respondents say they would vote for a Democratic candidate if Bush were running for president again this year. 39% of those interviewed said they would vote for Bush in a hypothetical election. That 39% is his base. The rest of them, the middle of the road and swing voters, have decided that the Bush administration could take a hike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's going to get even worse for him. I believe that with all my heart. And I think it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And I'll tell you, I listened to Alan Colmes interview John Kerry last night.
Right.
And it was really, he really did a great job, and he had some really articulate descriptions of what he would have done in terms of, or what he would like to see in terms of an exit strategy in Iraq. And he hit a lot of points, and afterwards, Colmes had people calling in saying, "Would this man have made a better president?" And man, you should have heard the people calling in.
Yeah, the only trouble quickly here, because I'm running out of time. But the only trouble with Kerry is, I wish he would have stood up and said that he made a mistake in voting for the war.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying I'm a huge Kerry fan, but any Democrat would make a better president than the one we've got.
I wholeheartedly agree. All right, thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call.
All right, see ya.
You know, speaking of things, the wheels falling off of things, for those of you who aren't familiar, and I'm sure you're familiar with the name Judy Miller, right? Judith Miller? The Wall Street Journal this morning is carrying a story that Judy Miller is negotiating, or that there may be a negotiation for a severance package that she may get blown out of the New York Times. Now, Judith Miller is the person that took all this information from Scooter Libby and Ahmed Shalabi and poured it all into the New York Times, all this false crap about the war. So this whole thing is catching up with everybody. And, of course, the Myers thing is like, you know, it's like that extra package that you get at Christmas. Penny and Parker, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. No, actually, the Judith Miller thing is the icing on the cake for me. If I wasn't driving right now, I'd be hitting my knees with gratitude with everything that's going on today.
Yeah, I wish I could find... I put that story aside. Here it is. Let me quote it to you. Okay, this is it. This is running in the Wall Street Journal this morning. New York Times reporter Judith Miller has begun discussing her future employment options with the newspaper, including the possibility of a severance package. A lawyer familiar with the matter said yesterday. The discussion about her future comes several days after the public rupture of the relationship between the Times and Miss Miller, a 28-year veteran of the paper. Well, you know what it was, is she was drinking that stuff from Libby and Ahmed Shalabi, and now she's gotten caught.
Oh, she has pretended to be a serious journalist for decades now, and she passed along so many lies, and so many people were believing the lies because, oh, you know, look at that paper. That's a paper of some esteem. So, you know, my grandfather had a term for people like her, and I love it. She's a pant load.
Yeah.
She just needs to go away.
You know what? Everybody who's connected with this whole administration from A to Z needs to take a hike.
And, you know, the indictments, it looks like those are going to be happening. And the Supreme Court thing, it's just the things are unraveling for these people. And you're right, we shouldn't be so gleeful about it, but, I mean, dang.
I'll ask people at 303-713-7600, should we be gleeful about this? Because, and we'll talk to Judd Legum from the Center for American Progress here in about 15 minutes, could this backfire on us, and could we end up getting somebody worse than Harriet Myers?
I think that Bush is going to be extremely cautious now. I think he's going to realize that people are not going to buy whatever he feels like shoveling. And your previous caller was very accurate. 6 months ago, he might have actually gotten Harriet Myers confirmed because nobody wanted to point out that the emperor had no clothes. And people are starting to wake up now. Even some moderate Republicans that I work with, I think not even really moderate, they're pretty hardcore, they're starting to say, man, I voted for him, and I'm really starting to wonder about that now. So I think people are really starting to wake up, and yeah. I am elated about it.
Yeah, we get calls. I get calls here from time to time, too, by Republicans that are miffed. Penny, thank you. Appreciate the call, and have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Does Dr. Laura say that? Have a great day. Yeah, she says, go out, take on the day and go out and do the right thing. Yeah, okay, Dr. Laura, take this on and do the right thing. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's an electronic festival here. If you're just waking up this morning, Harriet Myers has withdrawn her nomination to the Supreme Court, and George W. Bush has reluctantly accepted her nomination. Okay, reluctantly is the underlying phrase there. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll talk to Judd Legum, Center for American Progress, about Myers pulling out. That's coming up at 7:30.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
To the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
And Myers to the Supreme Court. Rockies has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And you can come in right now to preview the huge inventory that's going to go on sale on Saturday. Or you can pre-register for the slasher sale online at Rockies Autos, put an S after auto, rockiesautos.com. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Now, Saturday, Rockies Autos on Saturday is going to slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. And the gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy that car when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until this Saturday to get the best deal in town and the most bang for your buck. I'll be there on Saturday and hope to see you there, too. And every car from Rockies is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, great folks to deal with. The slasher sale coming up this Saturday. Pre-register online. Get out there and see the inventory and stand by.
Is just as important as how you vote. Be an educated consumer. Go to AM760.net and use the blue list today.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7, mostly sunny today, a high of 67. Jay Marvin on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We are living through incredible times here, and if you're just getting up this morning, breaking news, Harriet Myers has called it quits. She has asked that her nomination be withdrawn, and the White House has reluctantly accepted it. Plus... Plus, we're waiting for those indictments, possibly indictments, tomorrow. And we got C&D boiling here in the state of Colorado. But this is like a major, major slap in the face for the White House. But, and we'll talk to Judge Judd Legum about this coming up at 7:30 from the Center for American Progress, could this be that we get somebody worse? And will the Democrats rise to the occasion if Bush tries to nominate some right-wing judge? Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
You know, I'm nervous this morning. And I'm really nervous because I've been telling all my friends from the day that he nominated this woman that she was a red herring, a sacrificial lamb. They never, ever intended for this woman to become a Supreme Court justice. They purposely nominated her because they knew everybody would be so against her that he'd be able to make a second, more conservative nominee, but who had better judicial pedigree, and get that person in. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
You really think so?
Yes, absolutely. And the whole argument they're going to use is, hey, you lambasted us about Harriet because she didn't have experience. You said it wasn't politics. Well, this guy's got the experience. He's got the credentials. What are you going to argue about?
Yeah, you think? Do you think the Democrats will have the spine to stand up and make a fight out of it?
Well, I don't think so. And I point to history of Clarence Thomas and Anthony Scalia as perfect examples.
Yeah, but there's also the history of Robert Bork.
Yeah, but look at who got nominated after him.
All right, touche. Point well taken. You know, I don't. So what are you saying? So you're saying that this morning we should not be gleeful, that we should be careful, or that we should be scared?
This morning we got to get on the phone to our Democratic legislatures and tell them, don't back down, keep your spine. That's what.
The one who worries me in the state too is Ken Salazar.
Oh, I agree, absolutely. This guy is a conservative wrapped in liberal clothing.
I wasn't here during the election. How in the world did he get elected?
I think everybody looked at Pete Coors and said, ew.
But how did he get past Mike Miles?
You know, I don't know. Mike Miles, I thought, was a great candidate, and I would have voted for him. I voted for Salazar because Pete Coors, to me, was the worst of two evils.
Well, you're really right about one thing. We got to get up. We got to get into the emails today, and we got to get into the phone calls today, and we got to tell Ken Salazar that anybody to the far right that this president puts up is not acceptable.
Exactly. You've got to filibuster. You've got to use your your powers to make sure that he nominates somebody who's a moderate, who's reasonable, and who has a judicial pedigree on top of it. And that's what we've got to do, because that honestly is my feeling. This is very much what the Bush administration would have done, knowing that their polls are in the tank. They're going to nominate somebody like Harriet Myers who would get rejected so that they can come back and go, oh, but we're trying. We already took one person away. You guys are complaining. You're just babies. You're talking about politics. I'm telling you, that is the way it's going to come off.
All right, Lee. Thank you. I appreciate your call. And sure. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, when I heard that, and I guess I may be one of the very few people, but my concern was that they withdrew her from the nomination process, that right now basically says the conservative right has a lot of clout. And even though I don't agree, you know, I don't necessarily agree with the last person's opinion that they intentionally nominated her knowing she wouldn't get approved, I think the process sets up now that the only person he's going to go to his base right now to make sure that whoever he selects as a nominee is going to be approved of them prior to putting that person out, and that's going to guarantee you're going to get the most conservative judge you could possibly get in there. And I think if the Democrats had been smart, they would have actually been praising her and kind of putting a little support behind her. I think she has the potential, and I'm not so much worried about slapping Bush in the face, but looking at it long term, the Supreme Court, the person that she is replacing was the swing vote, and I think she had, in the long term, I think she would have become that swing vote on the Supreme Court. The person you're going to get right now is not going to be near close to being a swing vote on that court.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I didn't think she was qualified to be on the Supreme Court. I was uncomfortable with the idea that she was so close to him, because was she going to recuse herself from those things that would come up that would have to do with him, particularly when we have this CIA leak gate in the wind here. And then the other thing is this fits a pattern of Bush's of not going and getting the best and the brightest, but going and getting the most connected, as we saw with Browning and the whole FEMA thing. And there are other people involved in the federal government that have gotten gigs because they were simply party hacks. But you could be right about getting somebody more right-wing. Then, and I'll ask Judd Legum this question. Then it brings up and it begs the question, do you think this White House, in the condition they're in right now, do you think they have the political capital to get anybody they want?
Not anybody they want, but I think if they set up get someone who's extremely conservative, okay, I don't think they're going to meet a lot of resistance. I think, one, the Senate, Republicans, going to be sort of, locked into a position where if he comes up with anybody conservative, we've got to basically approve him. The Democrats, I don't think, have the power nor the will, okay, and they're not, saying politically, going out really opposing anybody. I even thought with Roberts, I think they could have asked more questions, could have shown a little bit more resolve. I mean, even though the guy is necessarily qualified, I think he's also, for sure, this is one of the most conservative judges you're going to probably have on, and to put him in as head of that court, he's going to be dominating that court for a very, very long time.
All right, how about this theory real quick? The Republicans and the conservative right and the Republicans really don't want Roe versus Wade overturned because they want to use it as an ongoing campaign issue.
I think they would get more political capital out of it if they got it overturned. I think they'd be crowing for the next 10 years.
All right, pal.
All right.
I got to run. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jim. All right, 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Judd Legum is the research director of the Center for American Progress. We talked to him yesterday. We'll talk to him again about the Harriet Myers situation coming up here on AM 760. Right now, Boulder's traffic, not Boulder's traffic, but progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble this morning, though, with two separate accidents. Actually, two separate problems. Right lane stall and a single car accident blocking the left lane westbound I-270 after Quebec, so we're jammed from I-70. Eastbound I-270 a little sluggish because of an earlier accident at York, and westbound I-76 jammed from 96. That's because of a three-car crash. It's been cleared, but it was sitting at 74. Now, northbound 225, have a wreck. It's on the ramp to Colfax, and the turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And some big problems in Aurora now. Southbound Parker Road shut down just past Hampton because of a multi-car crash. Two vehicles rolled over, so dealing with jams back to I-225. Checking out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s. We're at 38 degrees right now. Save up to 60% on your heating bills with a Lennox 94.6% high efficient furnace. Call AAA Service Plumbing and Heating, your independent Lennox dealer, and receive up to $1,200 instant discount on qualifying Lennox home comfort systems. Call today, 303-313-3333. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Buddy, there's sort of two ways they could go with it. You could go with somebody, a woman who's much more conservative, maybe an Edith Brown Clement, a Janice Rogers Brown, or you could go with a similar pick like Alberto Gonzalez. I think of those two scenarios, I'd say more likely would be to go with a more conservative woman with more experience on the bench. And it's going to be another big fight, but this time probably most of the opposition will be from the left rather than the right.
All right, two important questions. One, has Bush got the political capital at this stage to get whoever he wants passed through? And two, will the Democrats put up a fight to the death over whoever's nominated?
Well, I think absolutely doesn't have the political capital. I mean, that's what we saw here. He wanted Harriet Meyer. See, he really wanted her in there, and he didn't have the capital to get it done. And I think what it shows is this is a weakened president. And the leak scandal plays into this, and a lot of the other missteps, including Katrina and a lot of the other things we've seen over the past few months, you know, plays into this. And absolutely, I think if there's someone, if it's that second scenario, I think with Alberto Gonzalez, you'll see some opposition from both sides for different reasons. But if it's a real conservative, hardline conservative, I think you'll see a real fight for the Democrats because Supreme Court nominations are so important.
You know, Janice Rogers Brown, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would ignite a huge storm, especially her, because she is very hard right, has said a lot of things that people are really offended by as far as the role of government, and is really, I think, viewed rightly by a lot of people as pretty far outside of the mainstream. So Janice Rogers Brown would be hugely controversial. That's why I think they're likely to go with someone who is similarly conservative but maybe a little bit less outspoken than her. As I was saying, Edith Brown Clement is a likely choice. But
all right, I know you're busy. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us on the left, do we celebrate this morning or do we mourn?
I think absolutely celebrate. This is a huge embarrassment for the president. It shows that he's off his game. He's not able to get done what he needs to get done. This is a president that's weakened, and I think it's a good sign for people who want to see the country going in a different direction.
All right, Judd, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Okay, there's Judd Legum, Research Director of the Center for American Progress and co-editor of the Progress Report. 303-713-7600, your views on Harriet Myers pulling out, Bush reluctantly, you know, he cages it, reluctantly accepting her resignation. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning. So I think with Harriet Myers, the question before us was incompetent unknown versus savvy enemy, like which is worse, you know? And so now we're certainly faced with it. Your question, does he have the capital? No, he doesn't have the capital. Are the Democrats in a position of power? I don't know. But are the Republicans in a position of weakness? Absolutely right now.
Yeah, they're besieged right now. I mean, think about this. I mean, first of all, you got her pulling out, which I'm sure, you know, she didn't do it on her own. You got to know that they pulled the strings. But you got her pulling out. Huge embarrassment, as Judd Legum said. Their nerves are frayed, waiting to see what Fitzgerald's going to do.
Yep.
The Washington Post reports nothing today, probably tomorrow. If Fitzgerald extends, even if he says he needs more time, and he met with the judge yesterday, Judge Holm, I think is his name, that's going to make it even worse on him. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like slow death by slow torture, and they've got to come up with another nominee.
Yep. You know, I think any one of us could have seen this coming. Pride goes before a fall. You look, this administration is falling apart, and historically, spectacular falls are preceded by spectacular hubris. And this guy gave us spectacular hubris. You know, the question is, was it a fake nomination? I don't think it was. I think it's a commentary on an insular pseudo-leader who surrounded himself by yes-men. This is the man who tells us he does not read a newspaper. And it shows, right? Like, I believe
him.
That's not a lie. He doesn't read a newspaper. He doesn't even, you know, he probably didn't listen to Karl Rove on this one. Everyone, you know, in the White House is now saying, I told you so about him, you know, that he didn't listen to our advice. So, it's a house of cards. I think in a year from now, it's either going to be very bad for him or tremendously bad for him. I think this president could be out of office within a year.
You think he? Wait a minute. Now I gotta ask you this. Why would you say that you think that? All right, I could see him and the Republicans suffering extreme setbacks in the midterm election, particularly if there's indictments in the Leakgate situation, and then there's a trial. Okay, because it takes a while for it to come to trial. So let's say the trial takes place in the middle of the midterm elections.
Yeah, it takes a while. But then look at Nixon. It didn't go through all the steps, right? It gets to a point where it becomes a house of cards and the whole thing implodes. There's a magic slipping point here where the whole thing could fall apart on him. Every part of this government, he controls all three branches of government, right? And they're all in turmoil right now, and they're all under his control. The Senate majority leader, the House majority leader, you know. So I think the thing that could get them here is the cover-up. you know, if you listen to, like, Daniel Shore on NPR, he says, the thing that's going to get these guys is the cover-up. They tried,
yeah.
they tried to hide it. And, you know, I think this little subtle discrepancy where Scooter Libby said he found out from a reporter on a certain date, and now it's clear from his own notes that he found out from Dick Cheney prior to that date, that could really come back to haunt them.
Well, you know what one of the buzzes is that's running around Washington? I don't give it that much credence, but it's one of the buzzes. And U.S. News and World Report actually started this last week. Cheney resigns.
Yeah, I think it's very possible. But, you know, but do you really think that Bush didn't have anything to do with this? I mean, he was involved. He was probably involved at the highest possible levels.
Well, you know, there's a part of me that says that he didn't, and then there's a part of me that says, if he didn't, what was he doing chewing Karl Rove out about this whole incident?
But that's just spin. I mean, that's survivalist spin. I mean, you know.
No, I believe he probably, you know, this guy is so isolated. Look, you're talking about a guy, who Dan Bartlett, you know, the White House, what is he, the White House communications director, had to go to Bush and show him a DVD of what was going on with Katrina. That's how isolated this guy is. And I could see Cheney, the most powerful vice president in the history of this country, sitting around with Scooter Libby, hatching some plan to take care of Joe Wilson through Wilson's wife, and never walking across the hallway and going in there and telling Bush what he was doing.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a valid point. It's definitely possible.
Because this guy's so isolated. You know, I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible that this guy can't. You know, there's an old statement in radio. And I think it's in performing arts. I don't want to credit only to radio, but since it's all I've ever done, it's the only place I've ever heard it, about reading the room. You know, there's always this famous statement that talent can read the room, management can't. So if you're out in the forefront of what's going on all the time, you can read the room. If you're back in an office somewhere, you can't read the room. I don't think that George W. Bush can read the room.
Right, and it's a point of pride, right?
You
know, he doesn't read the paper. Truer words were never spoken. I believe him, you know. It shows. Pride goes before a fall. That's my premise.
All right, pal. I appreciate
the call. Bye-bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. I don't think this president reads the room. I don't think he can read the room, this guy. All right. Do we celebrate or are we cautious now? And because Judd Legum said we celebrate. Huge embarrassment for the White House. Harriet Myers can't make the cut. She pulls out. The White House reluctantly accepts her withdrawal. Reluctantly. Okay. Tomorrow, the Washington Post reports we will have the answer to CIA leakgate. This is a White House that's in turmoil. This is a Republican Party that's in turmoil. Oh, man, can you imagine what these right-wing talk show hosts are all going to be talking about today? Can you imagine the spin job that is going to be going? It'll be worse than washing machines in a laundromat.
Rappo and Havana Park. Call 303-690-2400 for more information. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day.
They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
8 o'clock. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Morgan Carroll, and it's a discussion about C&D. And you can call in, and Morgan Carroll, State Representative Morgan Carroll, will take your calls. Mostly sunny today, high near 67. If you're just getting up and just joining us, the breaking news is Harriet Myers has withdrawn her nomination to the Supreme Court of the United States, and the White House has, quote-unquote, reluctantly agreed to accept it. My question is, do we celebrate? Judd Legum, of the research director for the Center of American Progress, Center for American Progress, that was on earlier with us, said, yeah, we celebrate. It's a huge embarrassment to the White House, but you got to consider the fact that who are we going to get next? Let's go to Brandon in Denver. Brandon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, I think the verdict's still out on what we should do, but I'll tell you, man, I think the Democrats missed an opportunity, man. It was another dumber. The way it's working now is the president's got to go after his base. He's losing his political support over all this crap that's going on. And now he's going to nominate the most right-wing, neoconservative, crazy, anti-abortion, anti-gay person you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, but how did the Democrats miss the boat on that?
Man, we should have been out from the beginning talking about everybody deserves an up or down vote. You can't run them off. You can't scare them off. Remember, you were saying it the last time. It holds true this time. It was the Republicans that were going to kill her the whole time.
That just shows integrity on the part of the Democrats because they believed that she wasn't qualified, and so they weren't going to play political games with the Supreme Court, one of the most important appointments that a president can make, and they weren't going to play that up or down vote business like the conservatives and the neocons and the right wing do. They just did the best thing they could, which was to say that her resume was thin, that they were going to ask her a lot of questions, that they weren't sure that she was qualified, and that they basically kept their powder dry and let things take its course and let the White House twist in the wind.
I just see a bigger fish in the pond right now. He needs his base to fight these charges, man. His buddies are about to go to jail. He could care less.
Well, we don't know if they'll go to jail or not. I mean, whoever gets named, we don't know if there's going to be indictments. But if there are indictments, whoever gets named is going to have the right to a trial. I mean, come on, you can't just automatically assume they're going to go to the can.
they're in big trouble, Jay, and the only way he can get out of it is to get his base back that will turn their heads and believe anything he tells them. All he has to say is this is partisan or this prosecutor's a hell. They already started it this weekend on TV, you know, with if the prosecutor brings charges, I hope they're really about a crime and not just about perjury. And
well, they've been doing that, and they've been doing that, and they've also been attacking Joe Wilson. But the Democrats, to me, the Democrats did the right thing because there's, you know, they're not going to play politics and they're not going to screw around with a Supreme Court nomination. And this woman was not qualified. I mean, when she turned in that. That questionnaire, she didn't even complete the thing. I mean, you know, I think she pulled out because I think she realized that had she gone through those hearings next week, she'd get crucified.
But if she's not qualified, who does that really hurt? Which
it hurts us if she
really
it hurts us if she ends up getting in. It would have hurt us. It hurts this country if she ends up getting in. We're talking about a lifetime appointment.
But if she's dumb and unconvincing, then she's going to be an ineffective judge. She's obviously right-wing, so how does that hurt a Democrat?
Well, they're not. No, I'm saying that the Democrats aren't hurt by it. I'm saying that they did the right thing. You're the one that's saying that they didn't.
Yeah, I would. To be honest, well, I'd rather see her on the court than Janice Rogers Brown. I mean,
well, I would rather see somebody, you know, who can act as a swing vote, like an O'Connor, rather than a Janice Rogers Brown, but I certainly didn't want to see Harriet Myers. I don't think Harriet Myers constitutionally knows how to get across the street without help.
That's great for the Republicans. Then.
But yeah, but it's bad. But it's bad for the country, man. It's bad for us in the United States as a whole to have somebody there who doesn't know what they're doing. And because she's a personal friend of George W. Bush's, doesn't give her the right to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. And you know what? It was great watching the White House twist in the wind with the right attacking Harriet Myers. It was something. It was a festival that we didn't need to get in on. And the thing is, the Democrats left it open for her to go to the hearings, but they expressed some dismay about not knowing enough about her, and they wanted more documents from the White House, which the White House wasn't going to give under any circumstances, which is a typical Bush response. I think you and I are just going to have to disagree. I think the Democrats did the right thing.
You're killing me, Jay. I didn't even get a chance to see any of those commercials, man.
Well, we don't need those. We don't need those commercials. We didn't need them.
I had microwave popcorn and everything. I was ready to start enjoying myself.
Well, wait for round two. Take care, Brandon. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Some of the news sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sure does. And it may sound even better tomorrow.
You know, before you got back and before Air America came, listening to talk radio, any kind of political talk radio around here was like watching lemmings march up and goose step off the cliff.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But you misunderstimate this president. He asked Harriet Myers to withdraw her name.
I don't believe that.
And this afternoon he will be asking Patrick Fitzgerald to fill that position.
See, you know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I don't think either one's going to happen. And I think she got out because she knew. I think she got out for two reasons. I think she got out, number one, because she knew she'd get her butt kicked in those hearings next week. And number two, the White House didn't want to give any of those documents over because the White House, this is the most secretive White House in the history of this country, and they don't want you and I or anybody else peering in to how they do business. And Fitzgerald is not going to get the Bush does not have the capital to go pluck Fitzgerald out of an investigation, particularly when the White House is being investigated. People higher up, people on the top there who are associated with Cheney and dealing with his office and Rove, who deals with the president. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it was just a joke. But, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to try to keep his friends out of jail, you know.
Oh, I think, you know what, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens if for the people who get indicted, particularly if Scooter Libby gets indicted, because Bush said over and over again, okay, you know, if there's a leak, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll take care of it, and blah, 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 and on and on and on again. And you know what, now what's he going to do? I mean, hey, he's done nothing but praise Fitzgerald, so what is he going to say negative about
him? I think the neocons, by the way the furor they put up about Harriet Myers, I think they showed George Bush who's really running this country, you know?
Well, you know, it's weird that you should say that because former Senator Danforth, can't think of his phrase, I think it's Dan Danforth? No, what's his first name? I can't remember. Anyway, I read a little article.
A Republican senator, he used to be. I remember that.
There's a little blurb somewhere. I saw it on some website. Maybe it was CNN. Or maybe it was Yahoo, where he criticizes the Republican Party for being in the hands of the religious right.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
It is true.
It is true.
It's very true.
We have those neocon, neo-fascists running this country for the last 5 years.
You know what, though? I think the gig's up on them. I mean, look at the CNN Gallup poll, which shows that basically the only people backing Bush in this latest poll are his base.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might be wrong, Jay. Dick Cheney might have told him to go ahead and get rid of Myers and put Fitzgerald on so he won't wind up in jail.
Well, I just, you know, I would, I'll tell you something. I think these guys, I think the White House is totally and completely out of control. I think that they are freaked out. And on one hand, it'll be great to learn what Fitzgerald has up his sleeve tomorrow. But on the other hand, you know, if he extends this thing and like says he has to take like another week or two, that means these people got to sit over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on pins and needles for another 14 days.
Yeah, and you know, and I would love to see that for them, but I don't want to see it for the country because it's like the last 6 weeks, this White House is just paralyzed.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate
the
call.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.
Okay. All right, coming up next, State Representative Morgan Carroll. We'll talk about C&D on this incredible, I don't want to say incredible, I sound like Lou Dobbs, on this record history-making morning, I guess is probably the best way to put it, on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Echohome.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller at the White House. A sudden and unexpected announcement from President Bush an hour ago that he is withdrawing the Supreme Court nomination of Harriet Myers. In a written statement, Mr. Bush said he was acting reluctantly at the urging of Myers. In a letter to Mr. Bush, the embattled nominee said she was concerned about Senate demands for confidential documents about her work at the White House over the past 5 years. Myers will continue to serve as White House counsel and help President Bush select another Supreme Court nominee. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller. With more CBS News, here is Frank Zettapani.
In the Senate a few minutes ago, Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter said Myers got a raw deal.
The way Harriet Myers has been treated is really disgraceful.
And what now? CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I think he tried going outside of the box. He tried getting someone who had no judicial experience. I suspect that the next candidate, and I think we'll know very soon who that is, will have judicial experience, and if not, will certainly have more of a background.
In other breaking news from the Supreme Court, dirty bomb suspect Jose Padilla is asking the court to limit the government's power to hold him and other terror suspects indefinitely without filing charges, but he has been in custody more than 3 years. If indictments are coming in the CIA leak investigation, it won't be today. The special prosecutor's office says it has nothing to announce today. At some Miami area filling stations, it's every man for himself.
There's traffic jams, people are getting feisty, people are trying to skip other people.
Zoraida Linez works at one of the stations that has gas and power to run its pumps. 4 days after Hurricane Wilma hit, more than 2 million homes and businesses still don't have power. President Bush leaves for Florida within the hour to get a first-hand look at hurricane damage. In New Orleans, subpoenas are out in the investigation into hospital deaths during and after Hurricane Katrina. WWL's Dave Cohen has that.
The Louisiana Attorney General has called on 73 employees from just one hospital to appear. Doctors, nurses, and support staff who were either there during Hurricane Katrina or knew something about it. Allegations include that doctors may have committed mercy killings to help patients die when it appeared that there was no way to treat them. They're also investigating administrators to see if they were negligent and didn't properly prepare for the coming storm. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Europe's Roche drug company has suspended shipments of the flu drug Tamiflu to this country to stop hoarding by people worried about bird flu. Company spokeswoman Darian Wilson.
We're really trying to proactively manage the supply now. We will ensure that if flu hits in the U.S., if anybody does come down with flu and goes to their physician, they will be able to get Tamiflu.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 38 points, NASDAQ's down 9. This is CBS News.
So you had the big meeting yesterday.
The boss was cranky from 6 hours on the red eye. Dan left the presentation in the cab, and you sat on a 4-inch window ledge for 90 minutes.
Next time, web conference with Microsoft Office Live Meeting and have a more productive meeting without leaving your office. Present to clients around the globe, collaborate in real time, even get instant feedback by taking a live poll.
Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/WorkLive. That's Microsoft.com/WorkLive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERICAN.
Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're still seeing some trouble in Aurora. Southbound Parker Road shut down at Hampton. That's because of a multi-car crash. Two vehicles rolled over. So we have solid jumps back to I-225. Northbound lanes also affected because emergency crews are blocking those up. And westbound I-270 still running heavy from I-70. That's because of a right lane stall just past Quebec. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we're slow again from Alameda down to Hampton. Southbound 225, we're looking at brake lights for the ride into the Tech Center. Now, Boulder Streets, busy drive on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, and the Turnpike, a little sluggish Denverbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s. We're at 37 degrees right now. There's a new kid on the block at Johnson Auto Plaza in Brighton. Chevrolet joins an already impressive Johnson lineup of Pontiac, Buick, GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Family-owned and doing it right. Johnson Auto Plaza, Highway 85, just north of E-470, or JohnsonAutoPlaza.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
The last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, mostly sunny, high near 67. Jay Marvin here. And it's good to be with you. All right, let's talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll from District 36. We'll talk about C&D. And if you want to call in and ask some questions, 303-713-7600. And Representative Morgan Carroll, Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
As we know, it's like the elephant in the room is that Harriet Myers is no more. But that's not what we're supposed to talk about.
I know. It's not what we're supposed to talk about, and I'll try not to be sad.
Yeah, try not to be.
I'll try really hard.
Although we could get somebody worse.
Yeah, I know. That's I know. This is it's a question between bad, worse, and horrible at this point. I'm not sure his taste is going to improve a whole lot with time, but we'll see.
No, I don't think so either. All right, let's talk about C&D. First of all, what would you say to those people, and I know there's some out there who listen to the program, who have questions about voting yes on C&D, who are kind of on the fence about it. They mistrust government, basically, and they mistrust their representative and representatives, plural, to do the right thing when it comes to giving them, letting them get their hands on this money.
Right. I think that that's going straight to the point on something that's out there. I don't think we can fix the trust or lack of trust for government in one election on one vote, but I would say this much. The money really doesn't go to us in any sense that's discretionary, meaning that the structure of Colorado's budget is so tight between the constitutional requirements we have and the federal mandates we have that, frankly, there's not even enough wiggle room to exercise good discretion, let alone bad discretion. What we have done is we have created a state out of all the 50 states with pretty much as little discretion as possible. And the other side the voters should know is while they may feel that that protects them from us making poor decisions, it also in many ways is an impediment to us doing the things that we need to do in order to run the state. So with C&D, the money that comes in has been earmarked. We know where it's going to go. It's going to be transparent. There's going to be a report that's filed. The public will have every right to see how every dollar, every line item is spent. We don't have a lot of discretion on where we can go. This isn't surplus money by any means. This is basically stopgap money. And when that report comes out, the public can look at it, and if they're dissatisfied with how we've spent it, of course, their remedy is at the ballot box, and they can vote us out.
Had a guy call up and was starting to name off grants that the state had given out to things like Red Robin Burger, and he claimed all of these wasteful entities that didn't need to be given out. Is there any pork at all in the Colorado state budget?
I'm looking. There's two phases of budgeting that Colorado voters should understand. We at the legislature, we do kind of one bulk appropriation line item to various different departments, and then it's actually the executive departments that get to micromanage their budgets. they come to us before our Joint Budget Committee and basically make their case that they've got a lean, mean budget on what they can do. But here's the issue about pork, and this is what I think that the voters need to know. When almost every other state in the country has kept up with their population, with their inflation, with their caseload on growth items, we have had and continue to have record cuts in the state of Colorado, line after line after line. I mean, just over the last couple years, we've cut over $79 million in health care. You know, the Department of Agriculture's taken almost a 60% cut in what they've done, higher ed 20% cut. So the initial cuts led to some layoffs. The initial cuts led to some streamlining. The initial cuts then started basically eliminating and cutting back on programs. And now we're at the point where it's just there is no pork in there. We're talking about cuts and closures, period. We're at the question as to whether we are going to be a solvent state. And now we're talking about entire departments. And just to put that into perspective a little bit, we've had over $1 billion structural deficit over the last couple of years. And because our state constitution requires we do a balanced budget, we've had over $1 billion in cuts out of government programs and government services. And now, for example, if C&D didn't pass, our structural deficit is such that if we closed every single courthouse in the state of Colorado and just got rid of our judicial branch of government, we still couldn't balance our budget. We could close the Department of Agriculture totally, strike it completely from the line item in the budget, and we still couldn't balance our budget. So, you know, anyone, I really challenge anyone to come in and tell me that having courts for due process, you know, to basically implement the raw constitutional structure of our government is somehow pork, or that we don't need a Department of Agriculture at all. And furthermore, the cuts we're making now have a multiplying effect. And let me talk what I mean about that. So many of these cuts in Medicaid, we as a state are doing abysmally poor in funding the kind of health care programs that make health care cheaper for everybody overall. So not only are you as the taxpayer and consumer paying more for it in terms of higher health care, higher emergency room visits and things like that, but when we defund Medicaid or defund CHIP, we're losing matching dollars for every dollar we cut. So for every dollar of Medicaid we cut, we lose a dollar of federal money, matching money. For every dollar we cut in CHIP, we lose $2 of federal money. So these cuts are, in essence, multiplicative. And we're at the point now where, you know, that the legislature had already previously raided all the cash funds to make it balance. That was basically a constitutional requirement so we could balance, you know, the stopgap emergency band-aids, do weird, strange, desperate things to try to find a way to make it. It's done. I mean, there's nothing else we can do.
There's no money left to cut.
There's no money left to cut unless, and let me talk about where this is going, because really Tabor is even the bigger elephant in the room, and I know some folks have had mixed feelings about this and they've avoided really talking about it, but Tabor has been, according to those who put it on initially, successful for what they wanted it to do. The point of Tabor was to shrink government, kill government, privatize government, and now they have so strangled the minimum services we have. We really are below minimum level of government services to our citizens and have been for a while. And every cut that we've made at this point, think about it, the more you basically starve government, the more the private sector needs to come in and take this over. So we've had a growth in, for example, things like private prisons. We've privatized, you know, in a non-competitive sense, the utility lines that are out there. We're looking at privatizing all our road building and hence everything we're saying with toll roads and eminent domain. We are handing government power over to private corporations. We are selling, to the extent we keep us deficient as a state, we are selling our government to for-profit corporations that you can't vote in, that are not accountable, that don't provide the comparable level of services. They don't have the same level of accountability, and voters at the end of the day do not get to show up in a corporate boardroom and exercise their vote, and that has been the trend, and it's been a quiet trend, And so, you know, the purveyors of Tabor are writing this off as a fantastic success because basically they can shut down the public sector and switch it to the private sector.
The thing that amazes me, though, is that the opponents of referenda C and D, there's just no lie they won't tell. You know, I've never, and I've lived in a lot of states, and you know, and I've seen a lot of stuff politically, and there's just no lie they won't tell.
You know, I keep thinking, and I have to do a naivete check for myself every time I go through this. Every election cycle, I keep thinking there's got to be some floor of decency or some minimal level of truth that's got to be in place before we can do this. And I think there's two different camps of opposition. One is, I think, and I have different moral accountability for both. Those heading up the opposition to C&D know our government is bankrupt, and they know we're insolvent, and they know we're talking cuts and closures and privatization. They know that. What I'm more concerned about is there are some voters out there who, you know, look, it's not their full-time job to study our budget. They don't have enough tools to know that the opposition is feeding them lie after lie after lie. And so there are some just ordinary, hapless people out there who happen to just be skeptical about government in general and feeling the financial pinch that we all are and saying, hey, you know, their slogans are catchy, sounds good. They're under the misimpression that they're going to have some money back in their pocket. And those folks, I don't think there's any malice. I just think it's a competition of some really bad information getting out. But the people leading this campaign know better. They know. They know where our budget's at. They know where those cuts are. They know what's going to happen if we defund and close all of these programs. And that, to me, makes it even more unforgivable, not only the lies they're willing to tell about this, but the lies they're willing to tell to basically do, you know, Russian roulette with the future of the whole state of Colorado.
All right. Hang on a second, and we'll come back, and we'll also take some calls from
okay.
you. On the line, State Representative Morgan Carroll, District 36. If you want to talk to her, 303-713-7600. We've got some open lines. And now's your chance to get on and ask any question you may have about referenda C&D.
Or for education, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal Housing Opportunity. See website for licensing.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi today, 67, good to have you along. We have State Representative Morgan Carroll on the line from District 36. We're talking about C&D, and Representative, you want to take some calls?
Good morning, sure.
All right, let's go to Peter in Denver. Peter, you're on AM 760, go ahead.
Representative Carroll's done a great job of explaining the structural problems of Colorado government and the benefits of C&D, and I think that Senator Gordon and Representative Romanoff in their emails do likewise. However, the rational arguments for C&D don't seem to come across to the Colorado voters nearly as well as all the hysterics that the other side brings out. And I kind of feel as if C&D will probably go down to failure. If then the Colorado government goes bankrupt, the Democratic majority gets blamed for it, and we're in worse shape than we were before. Can you get rid of Tabor rather than going through these stopgap problems next, these stopgap sorts of solutions next time?
All right, let's let the representative answer. Representative?
Thanks.
Yeah, well, actually, I think you hit on a couple points. I have to agree that I think that the nature of the problem has not been effectively communicated to the public. That's the first step, because all the difficulty we've had in hitting a mainstream message out about C&D, frankly, if everybody understood this, I don't think there'd be any no votes. But we have not done a very good job of explaining the nature of the budget problem in Colorado, and frankly, I think we've done an equally questionable job on trying to get information out about C&D itself. So I hope you're not prophetic, but I do share your concerns that, you know, that between the lying that Jay mentioned earlier and between the quick, catchy slogans and the fact that everybody's feeling the economic pinch right now, there's going to be an impetus to vote against their economic self-interest because they feel like they're actually going to get a benefit when, of course, if this doesn't pass, the taxpayers, it's going to cost the taxpayers more if C&D fail. And we haven't gotten that message out, Peter, because if we don't pass this, we will be talking about paying more money for less services later in things like, you know, not funding the police departments and not doing the early intervention programs that work. But even in our roads programs, the same roads programs we have in place that are on hold right now, we defer those, and you've got inflation, you've got increased costs, and suddenly you're talking about spending more money for the exact same transportation project in the future. And, of course, that's a taxpayer's expense. So even the fiscal conservatives out there should understand the value of why you would rather pay less sooner for more services when it gets out there. Your other part of your question, if I get at, is really kind of the stopgap versus a permanent solution, and I think you bring up a good point. Right now, I have two parts to that answer. Right now, there's a lot of people who see C&D as a compromise. I personally don't like Tabor. A lot of us had to give up a lot of things in order to get this forward, and it is the only solution we have available to us right now. And just to let listeners know, if C&D don't pass now, it will be 2007 before we can do anything about the state's budget crisis at all because of how the timing on our constitutional referenda works. So a no vote on C&D is a vote to do nothing on our state's budget crisis. Long term, though, let me tell you a little bit. This is just my opinion, and I don't speak for leadership or anyone else. I think Colorado has entered a terribly dangerous, bad idea of constitutionalizing our budget and tax policy. A constitution, if you look at the U.S. Constitution, we don't put our budget there. It's meant to be a 200, a 300, a 500-year document. And if you put something in a constitution, it better be perfect. And the thing we know about our economy or our budget or our revenue needs of the state, we can predict that not only will it change, but it's going to change year to year. And no matter who drafts what, you know, the mechanism of freezing financial policy in a constitution basically hamstrings the whole state. So sooner or later, I believe, it's my opinion, we are going to need to pull out all of the tax policies we've put in our constitution and put them back in the statutes, frankly, which is where they always belonged. It's hard to talk constitution to the public from a purist perspective about why they should care that this stuff is in the wrong place. It's also hard to talk about the fact that we need to be thinking 5-10 years down the road, because past C&D, C&D will allow us to avert bankruptcy for the next 5 years. But past that, the problem's not going to go away. We cannot survive or go forward as a state with Tabor as written in our state constitution without, I mean, it's just a question of when we go under. So, I mean, I actually concede the point that at some point we're going to need a longer-term plan than this, and if this goes down, I mean, it's just a question of where does the axe fall and which programs are going to go until we can try again in 2 years.
All right. Linda in Loveland. Linda, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. You there, Linda?
A couple comments. Yesterday in the Post, there was this headline or about Doug Bruce saying that CU professor is making $750,000 a year, so there's lots of money. But what, and maybe if I would have had time to read the whole article, hopefully it would have said that, yes, this is his research budget, and out of that comes a lot of salaries, etc. But if I, like and many others, just read the first few words, our impression is, my gosh.
Yeah.
CU doesn't need money.
Right.
And that kind of thing, how do you fight that?
I know. Well, Linda, you're right. I mean, the thing is it's a much catchier headline to use large dollar figures and do it in some way that's going to shock people. I didn't see the article, but you're right. I mean, a lot of these budgets are actually, first of all, many of our professors are bringing in, they are net bringing in more income into programs and into the state than anything close to what we'd be paying in salaries. And they do typically pay for and provide other jobs, other research, other salaries, equipment, because the state, I mean, here's what we've done to our professors. I mean, now, even right now, they've basically all had to take what's called enterprise status, which means none of them are receiving more than 10% of their funding from a state. I mean, think about this. Public higher ed, even right now, is 90% coming from private sources. So, you know, when they have to do that much elsewhere and we start trying to pull a headline in there that makes it look like somehow they're bringing in a lot of money. Well, you know what? They're actually bringing in a lot of money for private sources to make up for the, you know, for what we aren't doing publicly. And
yes,
those, you know, taking on issues with the media or what makes for a catchy headline, I mean, you're absolutely right. People don't tend to want to go through and look for the footnote that explains that actually, if you look at it, most of these people are, I mean, people wind up actually putting in personal supplies and personal time at their own expense. I mean,
so, in other words, Doug Bruce is either ill-informed or is a liar.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. We've got, look, we've got distortion. It's the distortion campaign, and Linda's bringing up another example of, Jay, what you've talked about and what Peter talked about, too, which is every single piece, it's distortion as far as what's fed into the headlines. It's distortion as far as what's fed into letters to the editor. The numbers are distorted. The facts are distorted. And they ignore the problem as if we just somehow, I mean, that's the other thing that's curious about the opposition here. They just simply pretend there is not a problem.
Yeah, you're right. Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call.
I have one more comment.
Okay, quickly, because I'm running out of time.
Okay. It's just that I work in mental health. I hear people come in and say, I have cancer of the uterus, and I have to wait to see if I can get on Medicaid to get it taken care of. That's like a death warrant.
Yeah.
I had one yesterday who has MS. Says, I can't get the care I need. I don't have the money to pay for the tests. It will take me. I have been denied Social Security. I can't get Medicaid. And I don't think people realize that, yes, the poor can go to the emergency room, but that does not mean they get the long-term care.
Oh, well, and they barely even get the emergency room stuff in there. I mean, the point that you bring up there is we aren't just talking about numbers and line items here. We are talking about people who are sick and dead and dying.
Right.
Because of government failure to do minimum. I mean, just minimum investment where it matters. You know, a child born with developmental disabilities today in Colorado will be 15 years old before they receive their first dollar of help.
Boy.
And maybe after the break, Jay, we can talk a little bit more, because the mental health aspect of what we've done to the state is an exact model of what not to do.
All right. Hang on a second, and we'll continue. We got State Representative Morgan Carroll on the line from District 36. If you want to talk to her, a couple open lines, 303-713-7600. We're talking referenda C&D. It's 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Shay. Been a tough ride all morning, and now we have a new accident coming in. This one's westbound C-470 at Highway 285. It's tying up the left lane with jams back to both. We're still running heavy westbound on I-270 because it was stalled just past Quebec. That's jamming us back to I-70 and southbound I-25. Loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. And still seeing trouble in Aurora. Southbound Parker Road shut down at Hampton. That's because of a multi-car crash. Two vehicles rolled over. Solid jams back to Peoria. And two northbound lanes also blocked with emergency crews on scene. Boulder Streets, busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike still a little sluggish, Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking the forecast, a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s. We're at 38 degrees right now. Don't let high gas prices freak you out. Quality Mitsubishi can help. Right now, buy any new 05 or select 06 Mitsubishis, and they'll buy your gas for 2 full years. That's right, gas for 2 years when you buy a new Mitsubishi. Only at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM.
Is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? There
Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
M760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, mostly sunny, high today near 67, 303-713-7600 if you want to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll from District 36 about C&D, and time is running out. If you haven't voted, please do so, and please vote for it. And if you have a mail-in ballot, you got to hurry up and get it in, which Mary and I already voted and already sent ours in. All right. State Representative. Do I call you State Representative or do I call you Morgan? What do you want to be called?
Just call me Morgan.
Yeah, it seems weird to go. Like State Representative. Okay, Morgan, let's take some more calls.
Okay, great.
All right, let's go to Jacqueline in Denver. Jacqueline, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
I'm a rather liberal Democrat, and don't be shocked, I'm going to vote against C&D. I don't believe that they represent any long-term solutions to our budgetary problems. And also, I want to harken back to what the representative said earlier about constitutional changes regarding finances. I don't think it's appropriate. And then secondly, I get to experience about 55% of my income. And that there's just a certain point where I have to say that enough is enough, that everybody except me is taking, you know, huge amounts of my income, and I will vote for people who will implement what I want rather than see my taxes increase. And that's pretty much all I had to say.
All right, well, hang on. Morgan Carroll has to say. Morgan, go ahead.
Hi, Jacqueline. Actually, you are the perfect caller. I don't know if you meant to be this or not, but the point that has been brought up earlier is this isn't a long-term solution. But here's what we need to know until we get to the right solution. There's going to be a lot of education that's needed with the public before it happens. One, the public is feeling a pinch to their pocketbook. You're not alone in that. Part of the pinch you're feeling, ironically, is because your state isn't funding the underlying infrastructure that basically helps keep cost of living and things down. So ironically, what we do to defund here is going to drive up your cost of living on the outside. Two, obviously the whole message that's been getting out there is this is a tax increase. It's not. Your tax rate is 4.63%. It will stay 4.63% if this passes, and in fact it'll go down to 4.5 at the tail end of this program. Your tax rate stays exactly the same. Any money that voters think that they're getting back need to understand that there's a difference between your refund and a TABOR rebate. You haven't had a TABOR rebate, and here's why. What's happened since we got this in place is that there's been, frankly, a lot of special interest legislation that's now defined some 20-some groups that get first dibs at the so-called TABOR rebate, which has meant that the average taxpayer, meaning you, has not seen, my guess is you probably haven't seen $1 of this so-called TABOR rebate anyway. You're paying for it anyway. So the amount of taxes you're paying is going to stay the same. The question is that since we have a formula that artificially requires us to regurgitate back, we can't keep the revenue we get in. The question is, where does that go? Should the state keep it? Should the 20-some different special interest groups get to keep it? And right now, on 2005, that's our choice. A no vote on C&D not only is going to make it difficult to do things like deal with the energy prices that are out there or look at kind of growth in prison caseloads and, you know, homeland emergency preparedness defense and things like that, but basically your financial bottom line is, I mean, you're not going to see any money. A no vote here is not, frankly, going to put any money in your pocket. The concern about short-term, long-term is real, but the fact is it's not like we have 10 choices. If this goes down, and I made this point a little bit earlier, it is 2007 before we can do anything about the state's budget crisis. And when we defund health care, it actually shifts the burden to you. When we defund public safety, it shifts that burden to you, not just cost burden, but the social burden that comes out of that. You know, I'll be the first one to say that, look, this whole compromise process was a little bit tough. There's pieces I think a lot of people think they should have done differently. We knew we couldn't raise taxes. We don't need to raise taxes, but we do need to be able to keep the money that we get already. Here's the question. We are at a funding level with just basic structure, basic services that, the analogy is like we've sort of boiled the frog slowly, and so a lot of us in the state haven't seen it, but we are now on an interstate comparison level so abysmally backwards on what we're funding as far as, education, higher ed, K through 12, on look at our health care costs in this state are out of control. And part of what we've done that's made health care so expensive for people like you and me and businesses who provide them or individuals is we wind up subsidizing the entire indigent care program by failing to do any kind of preventative care. That gets folded into our costs that you and I pay. It makes it too expensive. Fewer people get uninsured. I mean, this is a big picture issue. So the question on C&D isn't whether you're in love with it or whether it's perfect. The question is this an imperfect solution for the next 5 years while we come up with a long-term solution better than no solution?
Jacqueline?
I really don't know, what to say to... I know that state revenue and state funding have increased every year since the mid-90s or early 90s. I know that particular programs have had to be cut for Medicaid and for other services. I do know, however, I worked at a firm where we did corrections. Corrections was the largest growing segment of our economy for years, and I don't know that that was appropriate or necessary. And I think that the state needs to look at some larger-term solutions, including their very generous matching 8% retirement fund for state employees, and think about some ways that they can save money more like a corporation does.
I think, Jacqueline, there's a lot of other things we need to think about. I don't think it's either or. The corrections budget is an interesting point because, first of all, one of the things we need to look at in our trend of more and more crimes and more sentences and more penalties is obviously there's a direct cost for doing that. And we would have to make some very tough decisions about, frankly, decriminalizing a significant chunk of our code if we were to really, you know, get the kind of cuts we'd need to see in something like corrections. When we look at the, you know, what items are there and what else can we do, these things we're talking about, even if we did, like, take every suggestion of everything you think we ought to be doing, this is basically a hair's breadth. This, you know, even all of those combined right now, just to put the magnitude of the problem in scale, we could make para-matching reforms, and it wouldn't even be a ripple in the ocean. We could basically decriminalize all of drugs in the state of Colorado, and it wouldn't even be a ripple in the ocean. I mean, the magnitude of our state's budget problem is so serious that while there's other policy questions we have to look at, I agree with you. I mean, Jacqueline, I agree with this point. If we think that C&D means that somehow we can fold our arms and just say, you know, that the tough work and the tough questions are over, it's not. The questions you're asking aren't instead of C&D. They're in addition to C&D, and you should be talking to people like me and other state representatives saying yes. And I also expect you to revisit this policy, and I also expect you to revisit this policy. And we might be able to find a tiny bit of cost savings here and there if we adjusted, assuming that some of those would even be the right thing to do. But the degree of financial benefit we would see on that basically wouldn't even register on the radar. The problem we're at is so, you know, I mean, we're looking at the end of the cliff here, and that's like, you know, it's a hanky. It by itself wouldn't do it. So what I fear is that we go either or. Either we wait until our entire state, you know, does everything that we'd all like to see. It was really hard to get a compromise measure here through. And if you ask any one person who worked on this, hey, is this particular budget fix the exact perfect one? I mean, probably every single person's going to tell you no. But the real point is that doing nothing is not only making us a third world country version of a state, it is costing you and me more. It's costing us more right now, and it's going to cost us, taxpayers, and consumers more if this doesn't pass after we do another $500 million in cuts. Basically coming through to higher ed, again going through the judicial department, and you know, there's not much else. I mean, we really are just talking closures. And you know, if 27 cents or something like that. I mean, the problem with closures is you can't reopen. It's an academic feat to say like, hey, if you close these parks forever, they come back. Well, they don't. You know, the kind of cuts we're talking about, I mean, it just depends on if people think things that, like doing background checks before people purchase guns is an option. I mean, that's one of the things that's on the chopping block if C&D doesn't pass. I mean, we're losing victims' hotlines here. We're talking about basically getting rid of programs in Medicaid that, you know, gives people artificial limbs for amputees.
All right, I gotta break here. Jacqueline, thank you for the call.
Go, thanks. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Okay, Morgan, hang on. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
You want to talk to Morgan Carroll, 303-713-7600, about the referendum.
Supers, they're a dollar each, and 100% of the proceeds go to the American Red Cross. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here.
Listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the
the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
I hope to see you out there. And once again, you can pre-register at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You don't want to miss this slasher sale. And every car is covered with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles.
This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high near 67. Jay Marvin along with you, State Representative Morgan Carroll on the line from District 36, taking your calls about referenda C and D. And Morgan, let's go back to the phones.
Okay, great.
And we'll go to Angie in Louisville. Angie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, it's great to talk to you. I have a couple of comments. Hopefully I won't take up too much time. The first one is, in relationship to that Doug Bruce article about the person who was making so much money at CU, if you read very carefully in the article, it said he was a pediatric surgeon. And so a lot of the money that Doug Bruce was complaining about was actually, I'm sure, because he also works as a doctor at a hospital and has a salary that's different from his university salary. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't pay our professors money in addition to whatever else they do on the side. The second thing I wanted to make sure that everybody knows is that November 1st, like next Tuesday, is when your ballot has to be in the clerk's office, especially in Boulder County. I don't know where it is everywhere else. But when I looked at my ballot, I was thinking that I had another week, not that I really wanted to take that, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that, boy, you just really got to get it down to the clerk's office. The third thing is that they talk about the budget growing, but if you look along the Front Range, all you can see is building and construction and new houses. All of those people need money because that's part of what the state does to build roads and do all these other kinds of things. So, of course, our budget is growing. And it's ridiculous to think that it shouldn't grow because our population is growing. And then saying that we shouldn't do something because this isn't a good enough fix or it isn't enough is like saying your house needs a new door and new windows, but you can't afford both, therefore you're not going to do either. Or your car needs brakes and a transmission, but you're not going to do either because you can't afford both of them. And that's crazy, is that you do, like a person, you do what you can to keep ahead of the problems that you're going to have. And so it's silly to say, well, this isn't good enough or this isn't right enough, therefore we're not going to do it at all, because you would never do that as an individual with your own house or your own person.
Yeah. Angie, you're a genius. A couple
Angie.
Quick points. I just want to say thank you for the reminder on November 1st. See, my county, for example, in Arapaho, we're all mail-in ballot. And I think it can be very deceptive. Everyone thinks election day is November 1st. If you pop your ballot in the mail on November 1st, you're ballot will not be counted. It will not get there in time. So if you are getting close to the wire, either make overnight arrangements where you can prove receipt, send certified. If you haven't sent it out, I mean, absolutely drop dead, get that puppy in the mail today, or drop it off in person. Because I'm just so glad you brought up this point, because when people think, hey, November 1st is election day, and they think, hey, well, if it's postmarked November 1st, maybe it'll be okay. And you bring up a great point. No, it needs to be received for all of those folks with mail ballots. It needs to be received by the 1st. You also make a lot of other good points on the budget growing. We've actually had absolute cuts of something like 16% in the state's revenue, and that's something that other states don't have. The explanation, I want to go in a little bit more on that, on is the state budget growing or shrinking or what's happening. Tabor gives us, and it sounds artificially adequate, Tabor gives us growth, population growth plus inflation. And with that, there's a problem. First of all, just on Medicaid alone, the medical inflation, Medicaid is a huge chunk of our budget. The medical inflation has been something like 19%. Well, if Tabor lets us grow at 1%, guess what? That amounts to basically an 18% cut. The problem is that the Tabor formula we use doesn't actually reflect, I mean, assuming that we provided no new service and we didn't do anything and lift one finger to make any improvements in the state, there are two items that basically make Tabor effectively an annual cut. One is medical inflation is just astronomically outpacing what Tabor allows us to keep. And the second is our caseload usage is going up so much higher than population growth because we're in a cycle of poverty, which ironically, of course, means that the need to use some of these services has, in fact, gone up, and our ability to provide them, conversely, is going down. And to tie this into a comment, too, that the prior caller, Jacqueline, made, the irony of what we're facing is the financial pressure that voters like she and other people are facing are due to the recession. Ironically, Colorado is one of the only states that has been structurally prohibited from recovering from our recession because of things like Tabor, where other states have been able to catch up. We are essentially constitutionally frozen to recession-era spending forever. And so the irony and the frustration on trying to get out there and talk with voters is, oh, yeah, they're feeling it. We've got record bankruptcies. We've got record foreclosures. That's all because we hit a recession, and yet we're unable to fix the recession, and we won't be able to get out of the recession if C&D don't pass. And yet when people feel pinched, they don't want to vote for C&D to help us get out of the recession so it can pass. So it's a very vicious cycle here that we do need to ask the voters in the state of Colorado to take a little bit of, you know, I know it sounds like it's a little bit of a leap of faith here, but understand that this is our economic recovery package. We cannot get us individually or as a state out of
this downward spiral unless we do kind of this emergency injection into our state's economy.
All right. Thanks for the call, Angie. Appreciate
it. I had one more comment.
Oh, hurry up. I'm almost out of time.
What I would say is that we have legislators who are pointing fingers at the other legislators saying they're lying to us. So Joe Stengel had an advertisement in the Colorado Statesman saying, all your other legislators are lying to you. And I thought, you know, I am so mad that they're trying to destroy our democracy. I trust my people that I elect. I know that they're good people. If Brandon Schaefer, who's my state senator, comes to me and says, I've looked at this budget and I know that we need to do this, I believe him because I believe in democracy. So Sandy is actually a vote for our democracy. And the people who are trying to tell us that all our legislators are lying to us are actually destroying the fundamental part of our democracy, which is we elect good people to go down and do the job, and we are supposed to trust them. If Iraqi people are supposed to trust the people that they elect, we should be able to do the same.
All right, Angie, thanks. Appreciate
okay.
the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, Morgan, does this thing pass, or yes or no? What's your intuition tell you?
Right now, I mean, I think we're teetering on the edge here. I'm starting to look more seriously about having to go forward on what happens if this puppy doesn't pass and what we're really cutting, because right now I think that the no campaign's been getting a lot more out there. We have some time. I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks that are undecided, but I don't think we can take this thing for granted. So,
all right. I got to go. I'm out of time. Morgan, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
On.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. There's a State Representative Morgan Carroll, and we'll go on to open phones coming up next year on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Anything you want to talk about, hey, it's up to you.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8343.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where reaction is pouring into President Bush's decision to withdraw the Supreme Court nomination of his longtime friend and White House counsel, Harriet Myers. The White House says Myers asked to withdraw because of a dispute over documents, but she had been mercilessly attacked, says Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter, by conservatives within her own party.
The way Harriet Myers has been treated as really disgraceful.
Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid accused the president of bowing to the radical right wing, while New York Democrat Chuck Schumer looked ahead to the next nominee.
The president now should take his time. When we do it again, the president should do it right, slowly, deliberately, carefully.
Another confirmation process is unlikely to even begin in the Senate until next year. I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Now with more on the story, here's Christopher Glenn.
Just yesterday, the conservative Americans for Better Justice launched an Addie Myers ad campaign. UCLA professor Stephen Bainbridge is on the group's advisory board.
He aggravated a large segment of his base at a time when the base is all he pretty much has left politically, and this gives him a chance to take a mulligan, as it were, and come up with somebody that the base can be more enthusiastic about.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. A spokesman denies President Bush was giving in to pressure from those conservatives vehemently opposed to the Myers nomination. Scott McClellan says Mr. Bush agreed with Myers that it was more important to protect the principle of executive privilege from Senate demands for confidential White House documents written by or about Myers.
Right now, the president is heading for Florida to check personally on federal relief efforts in Hurricane Wilma's wake. This morning, state officials are blaming the storm in the deaths of 13 people. A fly in the ointment as concern about bird flu rises. CBS News reporter Steve Holt in London tells us live that the Swiss manufacturer of a popular flu drug is suspending some U.S. shipments.
Roche Director of Public Affairs Darian Wilson explains some U.S. companies seem to be hoarding Tamiflu in case their employees need it in an avian flu epidemic.
What we've been able to see is an increase at the wholesaler level versus just patient use.
But because avian flu is just a dreaded possibility, while normal flu is a virtual certainty this winter, Roche is holding back on shipping any more Tamiflu until the flu season actually hits. That way, doses will be available to doctors and not sitting on shelves awaiting an epidemic that might never happen. Live in London, Steve Holt, CBS News.
No, wait till next year for Chicago White Sox fans. They're celebrating the city's first World Series championship since 1917 after a four-game sweep of the Astros that ended with a 1-0 victory in Houston last night. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials down 50.75 points, NASDAQ off by about 16.5. This is CBS News.
You ever notice how unpredictable highways can be?
And they're off!
I'm going down the highway the other day, cruising along, making good time. Suddenly, right in front of me, there is a scene of brake lights.
Sonny Horn takes the ball, holding up the rest of the field, and this does not look good.
No warning, so I stepped on my brakes. It pays to be prepared. That's why I go to my GM dealer for the expertise of Mr. Goodrange, which means I'm ready for most anything.
What a finish! What a finish!
Mr. Goodrange, exclusively at your GM dealership, because who knows what's down the road.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
For many buyers.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we're still dealing with a couple issues this morning. We're jamming back to Bulls westbound on C-470. That's because of a crash right at Highway 285. Then westbound I-270 jams back to I-70 because a right lane fell just past Quebec. Now, the good news with that, it's finally been cleared, so things should start moving again pretty quickly. Southbound Parker Road still shut down at Hampton because of a multi-car crash with two vehicles rolled over. Those jams solid back to Peoria. Northbound lanes also running heavy because of two blocks with emergency crews at the scene of the accident. Now, Boulder Street starting to thin out again on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike still a little sluggish Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, another nice one on our hands with sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s for the day. We're at 38 degrees at the moment. Only Luxor Las Vegas can grant you the mystic power of the pyramid, and only Luxor.com can get you a savings of $10 every night. How will the pyramid affect you? Visit Luxor.com to find out. That's Luxor.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny today, high near 67. What an incredible morning it's been. We are one day away from finding out about CIA Leakgate, the Valerie Plamegate situation, which that should come down tomorrow. At least that's what most of the news sources are saying, including the Washington Post. Harriet Myers withdraws her nomination. Bush is blaming it on the Senate, claiming it was a struggle over documents. We've got referenda C&D. Time is running out to vote on that or anything else you want to talk about. And for those of us that are not big fans of Judy Miller, the Wall Street Journal, and if you don't know who Judy Miller is, you should know. I mean, she's a reporter who spent 85 days in jail because she wouldn't disclose Scooter Libby's name. Now it turns out that she had a more than friendly relationship with Scooter Libby, and it was because of Scooter Libby and also a guy by the name of Ahmed Shalabi that we got fed all of his faulty BS in the New York Times, that the New York Times essentially got used and fed all this information to us about what was going on in Iraq and about weapons of mass destruction. The Wall Street Journal is running with a story this morning. The New York Times reporter Judith Miller has begun discussing her future employment options with the newspaper, including the possibility of a severance package. A lawyer familiar with the matter said yesterday, goodbye to Judy Miller, hopefully. And maybe the New York Times, the old gray lady, as they call her, can get back to reporting some honest news. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. We got coming up at 9:20 from Newsweek magazine, Holly Bailey, who is the White House correspondent. So we'll find out what's going on in D.C., what the buzz is about Harriet Meyer, plus what the buzz is about Leakgate, which is due to come down tomorrow. George W. Bush is on a plane right now headed to Florida, but his spin machine trick of going to Florida and acting as the compassionate conservative is not going to wash because it's going to be pushed off the front pages and it's going to be pushed off the news today by the entire Harriet Myers situation. Let's go to Lisa in Centennial. Lisa, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi, Lisa.
This is not Lisa.
Oh, well, I'm not Lisa. There used to be a story.
Do I sound like Lisa?
No, you don't, but there used to be a song by Jesse Coulter called I'm Not Lisa. But go ahead. Who is this?
This is Bela.
All right, Baylor, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I like that little discussion with the representative. Very informative.
Thank you.
She did mention that the tax rate is scheduled to go down from 4.63 to 4.50.
Right.
But what she failed to mention, which I think is important, is that several years ago we were receiving quite a large Tabor refund for several years. And mine came to several hundred dollars a year. And I don't make a lot of money. And that went on for about 3 years. And to eliminate that refund process, the state lowered the tax rate from 4.75 to 4.63, not anticipating the recession.
That's true.
So that's why we're getting the large checks back several years ago. Okay, well, the recession hit. We were still paying 4.63 because Tabor prevented us from raising it back up to 4.75. So we were not getting money back because we were entering a recession and we were getting deeper into recession. And so now Governor Owens has agreed to lower it to 4.50 as a compromise to passing C and D. So people should realize that their tax rate has gone down.
No, that's not what the other side would tell you, though.
Yeah, it has gone down, and that's why we haven't received checks, but we did not anticipate the recession. Now that's just the factual side of what a couple of points I want to make. The other point that I know this fairly intimately because I knew some of these people, the side that is opposed to CND are not your generic Republicans or conservatives. They are a group of fiscal independents, like the Independence Institute, fiscal.
They neocons?
Not neocons. They're not Republicans or Democrats.
Are they libertarians?
Libertarians. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, they're fiscal libertarians of an extreme form, and I've known several of these people, and their goal is to deconstruct government.
Right.
All the way down to the individual. In other words, they believe that the only role of the government is federal protection against attack from outside sources.
Right.
That's the only legitimate role of the government. And to that extent, they like what President Bush is doing to eliminate state funding. So by getting the federal government to lower state funding, they are now putting emphasis, effort, on the states to push funding down to the city level by eliminating state funding of the cities and counties. And when they achieve that, they will then work on each city to eliminate all form of taxation and all forms of subsidies to individuals, even to the extent that if there's a fire, that the fire department should be funded by the individual. They want the individuals be totally fiscally responsible to the effects of whatever happens in their lives.
They want to corporatize, you know, America.
That's right.
And what gets me is people always point to business. Well, you know, there's a story out today that the federal government is investigating, wants to investigate, has subpoena records from GM and also, I believe, from Chrysler. I mean, how many, you know, with all the corporate scandals that go on, why do people worship at the mantle of big business? Why can't they realize that a mixed economy works the best?
Well, I don't know why people think that if they eliminate a $90 infusion into the system that somehow they're fiscally better off. I look at it as an insurance policy that protects society as a whole and thereby protecting me as an individual. And my insurance, I just got my premium notice on my insurance, and I have a very minimal insurance. It went up 15%,
yeah.
$50 a month,
yep.
Which is half of what we're getting back. So the $90 doesn't go very far in even paying my increase in my insurance. And that's partly because of exactly what the representative was talking about, is how our medical costs have skyrocketed. But these individuals are out to totally reconstruct society into a social Darwinistic state where individuals survive only at their capacity to survive. And this is just a step in that direction. This is not meant as something to prevent passage of CND is not meant as a form of bringing some kind of accountability to the government. It's meant as a step towards deconstructing government.
Yeah, these people are extremely radical.
They're very adolescent in their attitude towards social responsibility.
Boy, that's really true. Thanks. Great call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you got it. Yeah, they really are. And they'll lie. You know, these people will lie and do anything to get to achieve their means. The ends justify the means for the vote no people. Let's go to Strider in Longmont. Strider, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was hoping to speak with Morgan. She invited me to do poetry with her last week.
Oh, how'd that go? I didn't go to that. How was that?
It was a real nice gathering, about 60 or 75 people, and it was just lovely. And a lot of excitement, and she gave a wonderful talk.
She's great. I hope she runs for governor someday.
I would support her. I'm not really a Democrat, but I lean in that direction as opposed to the other guys. I'm a Democrat with a small D.
I hear you.
Very much so, all my life. I appreciate what the previous caller just spoke about, because the libertarian ideology actually falls right in line with the corporate fascist ideology. And I'm not going to go heavy into words, but just let me give you a piece of where this comes from. The privatization movement for the last 25 years is exactly the same thing as the enclosure movement 400 years ago, where what happened, the rich and powerful stole the common property of the entire people and drove them into starvation, to where then they had to come in and work in the factories at also hard conditions and below starvation wages. So after a couple of centuries, there were revolutions which created what is now called the welfare state. It was the popular uprisings that created public health, workers' rights, social security, protection in the environment, schools, fire protection, and such as that. Now what we have is the corporations have gotten so big that they have decided to eliminate that government, everything except the military and police services.
Right, anything that gets in their way. Yeah,
yeah,
you're absolutely right about that. Stryer, yeah. I hate to cut you off, but I got to break because I got Holly Bailey standing by, who's going to talk about what's going on in Washington. But thanks for the call. Call me again.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We've got Holly Bailey, who's the White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine, coming up on a big morning with Harriet Myers. And also tomorrow, we'll get an answer from the special prosecutor about what's going on with, when a great deal comes from a company that's the very best in its field, well, then it's even better. So when Superior Carpet Care has a great deal, you know it's worth it. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms in a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service, the same quality from the company recommended and trusted by people all along the Front Range. Mary and I had them over at our house. They did a great job. We trust them, and you can be assured we'll have them back again. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and it's about people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you've got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with it, with their superior work. So if you need your carpet or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet.
Offer while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Call today for details. 303-831-1111. That's 303-831-1111.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 919, 19 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today near 67. All right, let's go to Holly Bailey, who's the White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine before coming to Newsweek. Bailey was an investigative reporter at the Center for Responsive Politics in Washington. Bailey has also contributed to articles to Slate.com and Salon.com, Entertainment Weekly, and the Washington City Paper. And Holly, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Well, big morning this morning. Where do you want to start?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely a big morning here in Washington. We kind of woke up wondering if we were going to hear about indictments in the Valerie Plame case, but then we heard about, you know, Harriet Myers withdrawing. So it's big news here today.
All right, what is the buzz? What's the consensus there in Washington, D.C. about Myers calling it quits? And did she really do it, or did the White House tell her or pressure her into it?
Well, the White House is saying, of course, that she came to the president last night about 8 o'clock and offered up an offer to withdraw. That's their story. We're not really sure exactly, you know, what really happened. We've heard some rumblings of a conference call with conservatives last night, more yelling about the nomination. We've heard that the president possibly called Bill Frist to talk about vote counts. You know, it's really, I think we're going to hear kind of dribblings out of this real story throughout the day. But initially, you know, the only thing you can really say is it's a major setback for the White House in a time that, you know, is you know, not so easy for them right now.
No, because they're on edge waiting to see what comes down probably tomorrow, I guess, mm-hmm. is what the word. We'll get into that in just a second. Now, the White House is saying that they're blaming it on the Senate, wanting these documents that the White House says it just couldn't turn over.
Right. And, you know, absolutely. And the funny thing about that is that someone had put that out as an excuse for how they could withdraw her without making much of a stir by blaming the whole executive privilege thing. But the truth is that, you know, she just didn't have the votes in the Senate and that, you know, conservatives by the day were going more antsy about her nomination. A bunch of groups this week launched ads against her that were not paid for by liberal groups, but were in fact paid for by conservative groups. So any way around it, you know, it was a nomination that was in real trouble.
Are we likely to get a more conservative nominee next time around?
It's really hard to say. We heard from the White House this morning that the president's going to proceed in a, quote, timely matter. But, you know, it's really hard to say. I think also at the back of this, you have to wonder, you know, what kind of role the whole indictment, possibility of indictments of top White House aides played in this. You know, the White House really needs, if indictments do come down of Karl Rove and Scooter Libby and, you know, anybody else at the White House, there's no question that the president really needs his base. And the base was split over Harriet Myers. So you have to wonder what all of this played in the thinking about choosing to withdraw the name today.
All right. Let's get on to the CIA leak, the Valerie Plame business.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying in Washington about that, that tomorrow is the day?
Well, yeah, that's a speculation. This morning, Patrick Fitzgerald's spokesman came out and said, well, it's not going to happen today. There will be no announcements today. So everybody's looking towards tomorrow because tomorrow is the deadline for the grand jury. He has several options. He can, you know, ask for an extension. He can ask for to impanel an additional grand jury. But, you know, rumor has it that, you know, indictments are coming. And, you know, I think it was earlier this week, I think it was Wednesday, that we know that Patrick Fitzgerald was over at Karl Rove's lawyer's office meeting with him, that, you know, set off some speculation of, you know, was he letting Robert Luskin know that Karl Rove is a target of the investigation? Was he discussing, you know, a possibility of an extension? We also know that he was out, had some FBI investigators out combing the neighborhood in Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame's neighborhood, asking their neighbors, you know, did you know that Valerie Plame was a CIA operative? So it just seems that this is really winding down, and, you know, everybody is at the edge of their seats here in Washington.
Yeah, he met with the judge who oversees the case yesterday.
Absolutely.
Fitzgerald did.
And, you know, there are a couple of options there. Was he telling him that, you know, that there are indictments coming? Was he meeting with him about, you know, how to handle logistics? You know, nobody really knows. It's all a guessing game.
All right. Well, I was just about to ask you, what's the conventional wisdom there?
Well, the conventional wisdom is that, you know, it's for several days, everybody has been speculating that, you know, Scooter Libby would be the focus of indictments. But then the focus sort of turned back to Karl Rove. We know that that Patrick Fitzgerald was questioning some of Rove's associates about his dealings with reporters. It just seems to sort of be backtracking and kind of dotting I's and crossing T's to make sure everything is in place. Because obviously, you don't want to make a wrong move if you're going to indict two powerful people in the White House.
No chance that there won't be any indictments tomorrow.
Well, absolutely there's a chance. I mean, that's the funny thing is that, you know, Washington is one of the cities where everybody seems to think they know what's going on. But the truth is nobody really, really knows. I mean, we are hearing a lot of leaks. We're hearing a lot of lawyers gossiping. But the truth is the only person that really knows what's going on is Patrick Fitzgerald, and we haven't heard from him. We're hoping to hear from him tomorrow, but who really knows?
This must be killing the White House.
Well, it's a bad time for them. I mean, they're all on edge. Just seeing, you know, staffers' faces, you know, they're facing a difficult time. I mean, and it's not as if it's just this. I mean, they're facing troubles with the Myers nomination. There's still criticism over the handling of Hurricane Katrina. And then questions about the economy. I mean, it's just a lot of things have really hit this White House consecutively. And this is, you know, a second-term slump. I mean, they're in a hole in a way, and it's sort of surprising because, you know, there are a lot of savvy people that work for this White House, and to see, you know, the president backed into a political corner like this, it's sort of surprising.
Yeah, they run a very, very tight ship there, and it's been a very, very good spin machine. You go every single day to these press to the press conference, right, that mm-hmm. Scott McClellan. How does McClellan get out there every single day knowing that he at one point stood up and said that Roe was never involved and that Libby were never involved in this?
Well, that is a question. I mean, Scott has been, you know, several times, and earlier this week he had said, you know, made an interesting comment by, again, saying, you know, there's a level of trust that, you know, I have with reporters, and I hope that we have a good relationship. And, you know, I think when this all, you know, whatever conclusion this is, I think it's going to be interesting to hear what Scott McClellan has to say, because obviously he was out there defending Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, seeming and indicated, you know, that they had indicated to him they had played no role in this. So Scott, you know, plays his personal feelings about this very close to the vest, so we don't really know what he feels. But you have to question. I mean, you know, he's out there in front of reporters who are beating him up like a pinata every single day. There has to be some sort of bitterness if it turns out that they did mislead him.
Yeah, I just wonder when I see him out there every day and he says, well, you know, we're going to let the investigation run its course. I wonder how the hell he stands up there every single day knowing that he made these statements. But, you know, the vice president, Dick Cheney, gets on Meet the Press and says that he knows nothing about Joe Wilson, that he knew nothing about any of this, and then it turns out that he knew about it.
Right. Well, it's you know, a very precarious situation for the White House, which, you know, they've talked a lot about the trust that they have, not only the reporters, but with the American people. And these statements seem to indicate, you know, it's all speculation. I mean, if it turns out that they did know more than what they were saying publicly, I mean, it's a real, lapse in credibility for them.
All right, Holly, you've been great, and Newsweek's one of my all-time favorite magazines, so thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you.
All right, there's Holly Bailey, who is the White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Incredible morning this morning with both Harriet Myers withdrawing her nomination for the Supreme Court, the White House reluctantly, quote-unquote, accepting it, and CIA Plamegate. Well, we'll get the answer tomorrow, is what they're saying. No announcement today. But tomorrow, so we got to wait one more day to see what happens. And it just seems like the wheels are totally coming off the White House. And Bush, of course, out today in Florida. But if you turn on the news channels and if you look at things, they're not covering Bush's trip to, so far this morning, they're not covering Bush's trip to Florida. What they're doing is they're talking and picking over the bones of Harriet Myers. This is going to dominate the news all day today. And then tomorrow, we've got, going into Friday, we've got CIA Plamegate situation. I call it by all kinds of different names. A caller this morning said we should call it Treasongate. And you know that the Myers and the Plamegate situation is going to dominate the Sunday Talking Heads shows. So bad time for the White House. I'm glad that I never wanted to work there, but you got to be glad, too, that you're not Scott McClellan and that you don't work there. And you know what? It's going to be amazing to see how right-wing radio just goes out and spins this. As I said earlier, it's going to be more spinning than a laundromat on a heavy day, because they're going to have to try to talk their way out of this whole entire situation. And it is surprising to see this White House, one of the most secretive in the history of this country, and one that orchestrates everything and carefully orchestrates their spin in this kind of a situation. It's just amazing. And also, watch the conservative talking heads on TV. They will try to minimize the crime of the Plamegate situation down to a technicality. And the other track they're taking is they're telling lies and attacking Joe Wilson. So those are the two tracks that they'll take. And you listen and you watch them on TV, and they're all operating off these Republican talking points. 9:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Here's Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Things looking a lot better for your drive. Highway accidents, they've been clear, but we're still seeing some delays. Westbound C-470, a little slow from Bowles over to Highway 285. Then I-25, sluggish in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Now, southbound 225, we're seeing brake lights for the ride into the Tech Center, and the turnpike actually looking real good, both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, good news in Aurora, crews have reopened southbound Parker Road after an earlier accident near Hampton. Checking out the forecast, a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s this afternoon. We are at 40 degrees at the moment. Now, I know this is nosy, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Did you remember to use your Flonase Fluticasone Propionate Nasal Spray this morning? If you forgot, I'm here to remind you to use your Flonase. Aren't you glad I asked these nosy questions? I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
In the state, he has said that he wants to drive the states into bankruptcy and chaos.
Yeah.
He wants to drown government in a bathtub. He said we are trying to change the tones in the state capitals and turn them toward bitter nastiness and partisanship. The whole goal of the right is to so-called defund the left. All programs since the New Deal.
Right.
And he is actually the architect of the Bush administration annual tax cuts for the rich. He holds weekly meetings in Washington with about 80-some right-wing groups, representatives of groups, to formulate policy and language for this administration. he has said that, you know, there's no difference between this administration and he and his folks. You know, we as them and they as us is what he said. I think these are despicable people. He's one of the leaders of the K Street Project, which is a system of patronage whereby the Republicans choose the lobbyists in Washington. The lobbyists give money to the Republicans, and in turn, the lobbyists write regulations. You know, you have the insurance industry
right.
writing the Medicare reform, so-called Medicare reform bill, to give billions of dollars of subsidies to the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry. So these people are just, and I really personally blame the Gulf State devastation. I think it's the effect of the vision of the Grover Norquist of the world.
I think you're absolutely right. If you look at it before the Gulf State thing ever happened, the Bush administration cut money to the Army Corps of Engineers. The Bush administration cut money to FEMA. Exactly. I think you're exactly 100% right on.
And you know, Morgan Carroll is exactly right. If we don't pay up front, we pay multiple times as much. Consumer Reports did a study about health care, people getting health care in emergency rooms. They found that it's 3 to 5 times more expensive to get health care in an emergency room than primary preventive care. And if you get, you're not going to get preventive care, you're not going to get follow-up care in an emergency room. They reported that a woman who had a stroke was, you know, discharged with aspirin without any follow-up care. You know, this is the kind of health care we have in this country. I mean, if we don't pay for primary preventive care, we're going to pay much more down the road.
I agree. I'm deathly scared this is not going to pass.
Well, I hope people can see through these folks and who they are and where they're coming from. And I invite people to visit my website, Jay, at theopolitics.com. I've been tracking the political right for a couple of decades. I wrote the book Democracy Under Assault, Theopolitics, Incivility, and Violence on the Right.
Oh, wow.
And it's the history of the rise of the right-wing political machine, but it's also about how the right has corrupted the language and subverted our democracy.
Yeah, they really have, and it's time for us all, as progressives and as liberals, or whatever term you want to take, even if you consider yourself to be an out-and-out leftist, it's time that we banded together, and we have got to start fighting back. It's imperative that we do, and if you're in an area where it's a mail-in ballot, you got to get it in by November the 1st, so make sure you mail it today or take it over there. Which is what Morgan Carroll was talking about. And we have really got to get together, and we've got to take back our cities, take back our state, and most importantly, we have to take back this country.
And we have to reclaim the language. We have to start framing the issues for ourselves instead of doing it in the terms of the right wing.
I agree.
You know, these politicians who are talking, Democrats, some of them, who are talk about socialized medicine, we have got to start framing those issues for ourselves and differentiate between insurance and health care. You know, when they say socialized medicine, they're talking about public payer, private provider health care, really.
Yeah, you know, I agree 100%. But the main thing, you know, we just got to get active. Because if you look at the last election, they beat us in the ground game. That was part of it. Then the other part of it is that there was hanky-panky going on with the election, and those combination of those two things sunk us at the polls, and we have really got to get out, and people have got to go get their friends out, and we've got to drag everybody to the polls, and we've got to make sure people vote and that they get involved. And, you know, that's why I urge people to go to the DNC website and to sign up for Howard Dean's Democracy Bonds, which you don't have to give a whole arm and a leg. You can just give a little bit of money. But, you know, it's imperative if we want to get big business out of politics that we have got to take this country back.
Absolutely. And Denver says you have to mail your ballots by Friday, the 28th.
Okay, right. Friday the 28th.
Right.
Michelle, thank you. Call me again.
Thanks so much.
Sure, you bet.
Bye.
Let's go to Keith in Littleton. Keith, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
What a day, Jay.
Yeah, I know it. It's amazing, isn't it?
You know, I've come to realize that my president gets less accomplished before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
Yeah, well, at least today he didn't get anything accomplished,
man.
Did he?
Well, give him an extra 3 years and see what happens. Hey, I'd like to keep it local here just for a second, Jay.
Sure.
I got dragged into this whole referendum C&D thing just by being interested in how it was going to affect me. And I came to realize pretty much all the same things that all of your other astute callers and guests have pointed out. There are a couple things that a lot of people don't realize, that this legislation was put together by Republicans and Democrats at the State House, and these people worked like dogs to make this thing happen.
Yeah, they did. It was a compromise between the two sides, and they did. And you got to, you know what, as much as a lot of people may not like Bill Owens, you got to give Governor Owens credit for stepping into this.
Well, it's interesting to see how many term-limited public officials are supporting C&D because they don't have to put up with the wrath of the hard right, of the, you know, the uptight right and the Grover Norquist types. They've gone out on a limb because they're term limited now.
Yep.
And they're the kind of people that are doing what's right when no one's looking. And I hate to think what would happen. I hate to look at the future of someone looking to get into state politics if C&D doesn't pass, because it's going to be a fiscal bloodbath.
You know, I would, you know, on a simplistic basis, I would say to anybody, why would you vote for something? No, why would you vote against something where you don't know where the opposition is getting their money from? That ought to clue you off right there.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I'm telling people in my neighborhoods is that if you don't go through the blue book and you don't read it, just don't vote against it. Because after you read the legislation, after you pick through what's what in referendum C&D, you realize that this is a vitally necessary measure.
Yep, I agree. Keith, thanks, man. Great
call.
Thank
you, Jake.
Okay, call me again. 9:42, it's 18 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, good to have you along this morning. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about on this bizarre morning, and not a good morning for the White House. And we're also discussing C&D, and tomorrow, the big shoes.
Phoenix Home Comfort Systems. Call today, 303-623-8020. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center.
Stop by the AM 760.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8340. Today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8020.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's the best bucks. It's the best way to get a bang for your dollar. It really is. You know, you buy a car, and you don't wait till this Saturday. Well, it's like throwing your money right out the window. It's like giving your money to John Caldera. So come in now and preview the huge inventory. Or, you know what, you can register online and pre-qualify at Rockies Autos. That's auto with an S, .com. Now, Saturday, Rockies is going to slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. And the gates open at 8 a.m., so you'll want to get there early. Gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash prices. And they are going to slash thousands of dollars off every single vehicle. I mean, hundreds and thousands of dollars off these cars. So you owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday for the best deal in town. And just get in there before 8 o'clock, and the first person behind the wheel gets a chance to buy when the slasher comes around. And then Saturday, they're going to slash hundreds and even thousands of dollars off every single vehicle. And every vehicle at Rockies is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, I'll show you Carfax. But Rockies has got the largest, cleanest selection of late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So I'll see you out there this Saturday for the slasher sale. This is a way to get the car you want and also to save money. Rockies is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. If you'll see it, there's a big sign out in front of Rockies. And make sure you get there early, because gates do open it from all of this. Unbelievable with Harriet Myers and everything else that's going on. Good day to be a progressive, I'll tell you that much. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Tired, huh?
Yeah, I'm beat.
I can imagine. Two quick points on Sandy.
Sure.
Number one, the Jacqueline caller who had said 55% of her income and she's not going to pay any more and all of that. If she actually looked to see what percentage of that 55% is what we're talking about, she would probably be surprised. Because probably most of that is going to health care, federal tax,
right?
Everything else, and very little of it is going to the state. And that's my first comment.
Well, you know, we want to have a debate about how much you lose.
Yeah.
How much you lose. Maybe she should, in all due respect to her and her point of view, maybe we should be having a discussion, and she should be having a discussion about Bush's tax cuts for the 1% to 2% in this country.
Exactly.
And while he makes sure that he screws the rest of us.
And not only that, the amount of money that the federal government has withheld from the state, causing the state's percentage and everything that they do to go up.
Right, unfunded mandates, yep.
Exactly. You know, not even taking into consideration recession and everything else. And basically my second comment kind of ties in with that, is that I would strongly recommend for voters who really don't have the time, the desire, or whatever the reason, to look into the actual facts of this, to not vote against C&D when, you know, you should be trusting your representatives at this point. When all of the state representatives, your Democrats and Republicans, all come together and say, please, people, you know, we need this, that should clue them in. And if it doesn't, if they're not trusting what the Republicans and the Democrats are telling them, then they need to personally look into it a lot deeper than just a gut response to, I don't want any more taxes.
When Good it, point.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, third point, too, I wanted to get this in, too. When Governor Owens was on with you the other day,
mm-hmm.
he had about a 30-second blip where he was talking about how much they have cut from the state government to this point. And it was excellent as to why we needed C&D. And if the C&D people are listening, put that on the TV. Educate people with the facts and the actual truth of this, and I think it will pass. But if you allow on the TV all this garbage without the facts, then people are going to swallow the garbage.
Yeah, very, very good points. Thank you for the call. Great points.
You're welcome.
All right. Call me anytime. I always say that to a lot of callers because I've said this, and I always say it around this time of the morning. I always say it around this time of the morning because this gets towards the end of the show, and I start to think about it. We have the best callers. This is the best best time on this show. All right, where are we going now? Teresa in Lafayette. Teresa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I'm a college professor.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I don't know. I'm speaking as a private citizen today. I just want to give you two concrete examples of why we need to vote yes on C&D, and I just don't think that people are getting the concrete information out there. Okay, here's one. We have been told that we need to plan to cut our school in half and to raise tuition 25%.
Wow.
If C&D do not pass. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, half, in half. Okay, half the students that we have here now cannot come if this doesn't pass, because that's what we've been asked to do.
That's so wrong.
Well, it's going to really mess people up. If people can't get an education, they can't get a job, they can't pay taxes. So, you know, it might be in people's interest, you know, to have people have college accessible to people. And the second thing is, I've been teaching 20 years. My salary just got over $50,000.
Wow, for 20 years worth of work?
That's right. That is the starting salary in many states. We're having trouble recruiting new faculty members because of the money that we're paying in Colorado.
See, people ought to take that to heart.
These are the kinds of facts that need to get out there. I mean, we can't be too, people get a little bit too abstract. I mean, these are, you know, hard and fast information. And when I tell people this, they're totally shocked. They've never heard such a thing.
Yeah, what you're saying doesn't get a lot of play. You're absolutely right about that, and it needs to get more. And I hope people are listening, particularly those that are undecided about C&D. I hope they hear what you're saying.
Well, I hope so too.
And can I ask you? You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But what are you a professor of?
I teach English.
Oh God, I got like a D minus in high school in English.
Hey, you're a good communicator. I don't know why.
Well, we just had a few authority problems, I guess, would
well,
be.
Well, our generation was like that, you know?
You know, I just didn't pay too much attention. I still am not very good when it comes to punctuation. You know what? You're to be applauded for the 20 years and to come on the program and, you know, talk about this. You know, all I can say is it's just really encouraging to have people like you listening and participating.
And another thing, too, thank you, is that I have a lot of students who come here who are going to be teachers, and when they get about halfway through and they find out how much money they're going to make, they just change their major.
That's sad.
It is sad.
That really is sad.
It is sad. It's always been a problem how we pay teachers, you know, but, well, I don't know how we're going to solve that problem.
Yeah.
But there's some good news in Washington. That's, you know, good things are happening there. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out tomorrow what else goes on. Tomorrow the other shoes should drop on the administration. Teresa, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for everything you do.
Okay, you got it. Thank you. You're most kind.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 9:55. Do I have time to take another another call here? All right, Dave, you got about 60 seconds in Lakewood. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Dave.
I just wanted to comment on that article that Bruce had in yesterday's paper regarding the surgeon at CU Medical
right,
Center.
Right.
He noted the highest salary was $750,000. That particular surgeon brought in over $748,000 of surgical fees and grants to CU Medical Center. The state of Colorado paid less than $1,800 of that salary.
You know, what is wrong with these people that they'll just lie?
Well, it's so easy. You know, Joe Sixpack and I, you know, I'm out here driving in my pickup truck and I hear some doctor at CU makes $750,000 and I start yelling about my taxes, you know. Another thing, that in the Blue Book, there's a comment that there's about 250 taxpayers in Colorado that will net $48,000 apiece back from the Tabor refund if this thing fails.
Yeah, that's also in the paper today. I believe it's in the Post. Listen, I'm out of time. Dave, thanks,
okay,
man. Call
great.
Me again.
Thanks.
All right, tomorrow. Tomorrow could be D-Day. Tomorrow could be the day for Rove and Libby. Trust me, we will discuss it. And also, Mark Udall will be here tomorrow morning, too. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And it's a good day to rejoice. Just be glad you're not Harriet Myers or George W. Bush.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.